Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. After the kids can take me, I'm a bad girl. Trey wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, after the kids can take me. Trey wanna play all day cause
yeah.
I'm gonna be that. Pretty, Impossible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Femme Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Excada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473, or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Excada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Excada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states. The Dream Team for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500. Butch Queen's Schoolboy Realness for $500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue. 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. How's everyone doing this evening? I need to verify that everyone can hear me before I go any further. Chat room and Facebook chat, or Facebook or the girls. Let me know if y'all can hear me. Thank you. Thank you, Misty Bitch. How are you, Misty? That's my friend of me. How's everybody doing tonight? Tonight is going to be a key. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. And tonight's topic is going to be about fake-ass bitches. And I know people are saying, like, well, how is that a state of emergency? But it is. Don't you think? Why do we have so many people in our life, in our circles, that are just so fucking fake? Like, fake and phony, and I mean, it's really a mess. And this message really goes out to the young kids. You know, because us older ones, we just have been through it all. But for all you new kids who think that these people are your girlfriends and your parents and all the rest of that stuff, baby, you got a, yes, Mr. Man, extreme emergency. You got a rude awakening coming. All you girls who are sitting there sleeping on people's couch, on their floors, in their closets, in their tubs, thinking that this person is really helping you, girl, they're just fake and phony about it. They are going to talk about you behind your back. Or the ones that are helping these children, honey, is something in their system. As soon as you realize you can't help them anymore, they are going to turn around and read the fuck out of you. So, baby, it's a lot. Our girlfriends, our quote-unquote girlfriends, it's sad. The ones we call sisters and friends and relationships and all the rest of them, they're so quick to turn you. One thing I've learned in this scene has made me so strong, and I give this scene so much credit because it has given me so much. A lot of people don't realize that, but look at who you were before this ballroom scene and the community that we are part of, and look what we've learned from it. And a lot of the stuff that we've learned from this scene has made us who we are today. And unfortunately, sometimes it makes us very bitter. It makes us very angry because we get hurt so much within this scene. The people that we feel are close, we're close with, the people we feel we can confide in are the ones who really, really turn on us. And it's really sad. And this topic is not coming from anywhere like anything personal happened. It's just lately I have been seeing a lot of anger on Facebook and people that I felt or people that I saw that were really close and people that, well, not really close, but people that I know coexisted together, you know, within houses, within leadership roles, people that, 1 minute they're your brother and your sister on your, you know, on your Facebook page, and the next minute, you know, they're blocking you or you're blocking them. You know, it's just a lot. It's a lot. And I have come across many people that also have stopped speaking to me, and I've stopped speaking to a lot of them as well. And from a promoter's aspect, Lord knows, when you're giving a ball, everyone is your friend. You promoters that are out there that are listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're your friend. They call you up. You need anything, I'm here for you, so forth and so on. Blah, 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 blah. And then, baby, when that ball is over with, you don't hear shit. Or they contact you just to get in your business to see what happens. And it's really, really sad. It's really sad. And, of course, the legendary one, the girls that get locked up, honey, your best friends and sisters and brothers and all that stuff, but when you get locked up, baby, they don't know how to write you. They don't call you up. I mean, you know, they don't accept your calls. They can't send you no money. Bitch, you don't hear about them again until, honey, when they come home. But yet, these are your children. These are the people that were in your house. These were your trophy snatchers. Your grand prize winners. It's just sad. It's a sad world that we're in. It's a sad scene that we're a part of. Sad scene that we're a part of. Who just texted? Oh, hey. Thank you for listening. All right. Let's bring on some of our panelists. If you're listening from the chat room and you want to tune in, please call in and press 1. If you're listening from the phone lines and you have something to say, please press 1 and tune in. And to all our people that are just low-riding and listening, welcome to the show. I don't want to have this show turn into an attack on anyone. I just really wanted to talk about what the problem is. So I'm going to start bringing people on, and we'll take it from there. I think this is Naima. Naima, I'm on the air.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Fine. Just got finished straightening up and cleaning up and stuff like here, washing these dishes, get ready to fix myself a cheeseburger. Get ready for this show tonight.
Yes, a cheeseburger at 12 o'clock midnight. How healthy.
But you know what, though? If you notice, I always kind of eat, like, late. Well, it's very rare that I'll eat early in the evening, like around 6 or 7. But normally, if I, you know, with the times of the show, I'm only fixing myself, like, a serious meal, and I will eat down. And then after that, you know, the itis are setting, then I'll be out.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
The next caller is Enrique. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, ladies? How are you?
Hey, Enrique.
Hi, Enrique. How's it going?
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Fine. What's up?
Fine.
Chilling. Just waiting for the show. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
What you on about, though? You already?
Oh, nothing, Enrique. You know I love you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
The next Enrique child. The next caller is all the way from the West Coast, where I know your city and your state is probably tumbling down because my sister's over there. Michi, how are you?
What's up, my friend? How many of us have them?
Enrique, mute your computer because we can hear echo.
Okay, hold on. Maybe because I have you on speakerphone. Hold on.
Yeah, get up off the speaker.
Okay, that's better.
Personal conversation we about to have tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Honey, you guys have been doing this show long enough. You guys need to get a headset for your iPhones or whatever, and put in your little headset, and you know, work from there. You know, kind of treat us a little professional. All right. I don't know who the next two callers are, but I'm going to go to them. I may get confused with numbers. I'm sorry if I don't know your numbers, but y'all know how I am, honey. After the show, I just don't be thinking about this, so I don't remember anybody's number. And we don't be talking like that on a regular basis, so. 347-735, you're on the air. Hello? 347-735.
They must be just listening.
347-301, you're on the air.
Oh, I love the shade. I love it.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Michi. Hey, Enrique. Hey, Naima. How are you? Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, no,
really saved me for that. Yeah, it's going to be a shady night.
My number is not saved. I love it.
Alexis, you really think I know your number, but I don't.
It's okay, Jasmine. It's okay.
I'm a do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, that's my sister. Hey, mother
sister. Hey, sister, how are you?
What is going on?
Nothing, just sitting here enjoying me a drink for tonight.
Oh, your cocktail. Oh, yeah, this is really going to be a good show because she got a cocktail.
Weren't you not feeling well a few days ago and now you're...
Desmond, if you would have heard what I sounded like over the weekend, Naima came over and took care of me Sunday, bought me some medicine, went and got me some groceries and stuff. And Monday night, Saturday, Tuesday morning, I felt a little better. after sweating out my cold and get, if you can hear, I'm still a little congested or whatever, but I'm feeling better tonight.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're feeling
Yeah, she was definitely better on Tuesday because she was back to reading me as usual.
I sure was. I read the dog shit out of her.
Yeah, okay. 347-735, you're back on the air. And then Alexis hung up. Oh, God, love. 347-735.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Well, honey, here we go.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So everybody up there playing the games and shit. So what's up?
Naima.
I'm confused.
That's some true shit.
Naima.
Well, what games are you talking about?
Some bullshit. This is bullshit right here. I'm trying to see what's going on with these people over here.
Bishop, can you get him to me?
Hello?
Are we on the internet for tonight again?
Hello?
He hung up. He got scared of you, Bishop.
Bam ass nigga, man. That's why I profess one, man. Bam ass nigga, man. One of them niggas, one of them no wannabe niggas from the room and shit, man. Tell them niggas stop calling right, in and shit. They acting retarded and shit, man. I want to really hear tonight's show.
Thank
put me
so
back
much,
on mute.
Bishop.
Hey, what's up,
thank
y'all?
Thank you. Alexis, you're back.
I'm sorry, guys, and I was disconnected.
Alexis, Naima, Enrique, do me a favor. Company just arrived. I have family that just flew in from New York. Let me go greet them. Can y'all hold it down for me for a few? I'll be right back.
Sure.
Okay.
So, Alexis, did you cook today, Putin?
Cool.
You?
No, I didn't. I eat leftovers.
What you eat?
Cabbage, pork chops.
Oh, okay.
And then I had Popeyes later on this afternoon.
Oh, you had the pork chops that was in the refrigerator when I called?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to sit here and talk about pork chops and greens.
Wait a minute.
You know, I have several seats, Michi.
No, you have several chairs and tables. How about
wait. Let's talk about these. What's the night topic? Fake bitches, right?
Correct.
We're talking about fake and phony friends. Okay.
Fair weather friends, as we said last night.
Alexis, don't start your stuff.
Well, I didn't say anything. Why am I always supposed to be the villain?
You know, they used to have a club song called that DJ Cedric made. It was called You Don't Have to Be Fake and Phony.
Exactly. That should have been the theme song.
But y'all have to realize the scene is created around a fictitious life.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. It's very Hollywood.
So yeah, it's very Hollywood. You know what I sit around and I watch people come to balls and they be legends, icons, and fab-ass people with these nice cars and nice labels. And when they get home, they stay in hotels. They live in somebody else's house, or they live on somebody sleep on somebody else's floor. So it's like it all goes hand in hand.
Or their car ain't theirs.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so at the end of the day, it's like it's just a part of the scene. That's just what the scene is built on. Now, granted, you do have some people that you do come across that you all become friends. Like, for instance, me and Michi. I didn't know who the hell Michi was. We met through Michi. He was supposed to come visit somebody else and end up coming to stay with me for the summer. You know? And even Naima, I met Naima through the group that everybody hates, and I used to curse her out. Oh my God, me and Naima could not get along to save our soul. But now we friends. So I mean, it is what you make out of it. It's
right.
What you make out of it. I heard something Jasmine said earlier about when people go to jail, how you don't hear from them no more until they come home and whatever. But I, being on both sides of that circumstance, you know what I have learned? Life goes on. When we are sitting down, we don't realize that people actually still have a day-to-day life. You don't know what has changed in that person's life. why they are not able to communicate with you or whatever, whatever. Me, myself, if you were a friend of me, if you were a friend to me, which I have very few of those on the street, I'm going to be a friend to you regardless. Me and one of my...
Let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you guys this. Not to cut you off. Okay, since you brought it to ballroom, let me ask you this. Do you all consider every member in your house or
hell
your
no.
chapter?
Hell no.
Women.
No.
Let him finish the question.
Hell no.
You don't have to say
it. You
know what he's about to say.
So how do you guys, I mean, do you consider everybody in your, you know, like a lot of people, you know, be like, well, that's my brother, that's my sister, this, that, and the third, that, and the third. And, you know, even me and Mark have had the conversation of, you know, Mark will quickly tell you, that's not my brother, that's my house member. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll in turn do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's no shade to anyone, but it's, one thing with me is, when I make a bond with someone, I make a bond. We keep that bond. It's not, our bond is not based on ballroom. Let me just make that perfectly clear. I don't make any bonds based on ballroom. If you in the house, if you in my house, or you not in my house, or we became friends, you know, met through the house, started hanging out, and then started hanging out outside of the balls, and this and the third became friends. If you leave, you're still my friend. Nothing changes to that, because the only thing that changed was something that you decided to be a part of.
Right.
But you didn't change to decide to be a part of me. Now, if you did change to decide to be a part of our bond and our friendship, then that's something different. But
I don't know if she's listening, but Tony has said something to me a long time ago. I don't know what we were discussing. It had to be one of my kids. But as you know, Corrupt was a Balenciaga. Ken probably was a Blahnik at the time. Country was a Chanel. And my other kids were in various houses. So she's like, girl, how you got kids in all these different houses? I said, because at the end of the day, those are still personal. Personally, those are my friends, my kids. Outside, even in ballroom, those are my kids. And anybody know, I'm going to stand up for mine first. Even though if it's a house member, I'm going to stand up for mine first, because I would expect them to do the same thing. Because we all share the same last name, it doesn't mean you have any loyalty to me at the end of the day. And that's just being real.
That's true.
All right, y'all, I'm back.
And we learned that the hard way, right, Reach?
What do you think about people that go in thinking like, because I'm finding that a lot of kids leave houses because they start feeling like they don't have the friendship bond or that connection there. Like, how do y'all feel about in terms of that, like the new, especially the new kids coming in? Because it's a lot of this newer kid, newer generation nowadays, switching houses like you change it wrong.
Try the older generation doing the same damn thing. No blame on the young kids. Please.
So, listen here. I want to touch up on a couple of things that have been happening lately.
Okay.
And try to kind of like, you know, see what we can figure out about them and kind of put them to them if we can.
Okay.
Very surprised that people are not calling in. They're probably listening and stuff, and y'all need to cut that shit out.
We can start calling names. That'll bring them in.
Y'all need to really, really cut this out. Y'all need to call in right now and listen to the show and be a part of the show and stop all that bickering and negativity.
Yes.
Kelly, where are you at? Mark, where are you at? Jason, where are you at? J-Rock, where are you at? Tiffany, where are you at? Thank you, Mark. How are
you? I'm fine. Hi,
at?
Jasmine. Hi, Alexa.
How are you?
Enrique.
Hey.
What's
hey, what's up?
Well, let's remember, we don't need a full panel, honey, because, you know, then they're over-talking and all that camera. No one get the camera on.
See, girl, that's why they don't like you right now.
Who?
Because you don't need a full panel?
We're not going to do all the over-talking and ask everybody to respectively kind of be quiet. So
Miss Alexis, remember. Miss Alexis, remember, you got to come over here tomorrow to get your hair done.
Girl.
So don't be nasty to me tonight.
Hence the friendship.
Tomorrow,
huh?
Never mind. What you say, Enrique? What did your mama say? That's what I switch up. You know what? That same thing as Enrico.
Let me say this. Speaking of over talking. You're famous for it. But one thing that I've noticed.
I'm famous for it.
You're down. You are. But, you know, this is what I've noticed because, you know, we all, like, even before I became a cast member, I would listen to this show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems that, ironically, how we're going to say, I'm just going to not cut cards. Like,
there's no doubt
that you and Jason aren't friends. And it just seems that Naima had a problem. I didn't know she had a problem distinctly with Jason or she had a problem with the cast. But it just seems like all of a sudden it's like y'all best of buddies because y'all have a common integer in common, which is Jason.
Okay, let me finish.
This is my observing. I remember about a month or two ago, you read Naima back.
Okay.
In about a month, so you reading Naima back. But I'll say this. I'll say it's good that you guys are bonded. And maybe, you know, y'all should thank Jason for bonding because that's what it seems. But that's what it seems to me.
Let me say, I'm not done.
But that's what it seems to me because, you know, about various posts that were made and about co-signing, and so it just seems ironic. So when you say fair-weather friends, I just hope that later on down the line or a year from now you guys are as close now then as you are now. But go ahead, Alexis. I don't want to cut you off.
So now, do you remember my comments I just made about not even 10 minutes ago? If you... Back in 2010, we were all, this is when the Underground first started. I used to read Naima for everything she was worth. And Enrique, if you ever get to know me, you will know that I'm not the one that bites my tongue.
Right.
Whatever I have to say, I'm going to say it. So with that being said, that's, and it's funny that you said that because I told Naima that the other day, I said, girl, the shade is. Our relationship is built on whether you reading me or I'm reading you to whoever, we still, at the end of the day, she knows that I tell her whatever I have to say to her.
Right.
So if I, it may be because y'all don't know our relationship or you don't know our history, it may seem like because me and her are not speaking to Jason. And let me say this also. Let me tell you what's so funny about Fairweather Friends. Because after the tea that was supposedly broke or whatever, and we had our little situation, I was cool. After that, I'll call you back, son. I was taken out of this group and taken off friends list and even blocked. Well, it didn't take all that. It doesn't take all that at the end of the day. So that's what, I mean, it's... I was gagging when he took me out of the scandal group, which anybody knows me, bitch, that's the worst way to hit me because I love scandal. I am Olivia Pope.
Then he
blocked me. So I don't even see nothing he's saying at any time given. And it's cool, but I'm still going to be me at the end of the day. If Naima says something that I don't like right now, guess what? I'm going to read the shit out of her ass.
Right.
And I mean, back to her.
But you know what? It just seems that it's funny because just being an observer on the post, because we're going to talk about the post that you did, I don't know, it was earlier this week? No, last week or in the weekend or whatever the case is. It was a post. And I was like, where the fuck is this coming from? Because I, like you, thought it was smashed. It was done. We was moving on. And then there was co-signing. And then they bring another integer in that y'all know that don't get along. I was like, well, God damn. They're chewing this the fuck up. But that's why I just, like, sit back and paid it and stuff. So I guess maybe they didn't mend their fences. Because I thought after that last call, especially Naima, I thought we mended that last week. But I guess we didn't. Did Jason do something to you, Naima?
You know, when I sat back and I thought about it and I had called Jasmine, and because, you know, I like to talk to Jasmine from time to time because she's like the voice of reason. Sometimes she calms me down. Or I call Alexis. And those are the two women I call when I want to, you know, when I want to know if I'm right or wrong about a situation, if I'm overreacting about something or whatever. And I had called Jasmine. I had told Jasmine on Tuesday, let me just, you know, put it all out there. I told her, I said, listen, I said, Jasmine, I love you down. And I said, you know, I'm here to support you, but I don't see myself being on that Tuesday night show really anymore. And she said, well, why is that? I said, because when I really thought about it, Jason only called me because you said something to him, you know, I guess concerning Mark's post that was on his wall, even though his post wasn't directed towards me, but just, you know, the comments that were on him. And when I broke, you know, I said other things to Jasmine or whatever like that, and Jasmine was just like, well, you know what, you know, I support you, you know, whatever you want to do, not emo, whatever the case may be. But I came to the realization that this is 2013, and I've been dealing with a lot of just phony bitches and just a lot of just fake girls in my face for years, and that has really been my downfall, and that has really been the pendulum over top of me. And I just decided, I was just like, you know what, some things I'm just not going to let girls just slide with, period, whether you are a house member or you are not. I'm just not going to entertain you or rent you space in my head.
Okay, and what about Tuesday show? Was Jason the only person that you vibe with? Was Jason the only reason why you were on Tuesday show?
No, was he the only reason why I was on there?
Well, I'm asking. You said because, you mean, you said Jason decided not to do because of fake and phony. So you think that
Jason
we were
doesn't
all
wanna,
fake and
you know,
phony?
Well, the comment also, too, that Mark had made, because I'm going to keep it real, because a bitch like me, I don't bite my tongue. I also said to Jasmine that I felt as though that two of the comments that Mark had made on that post were directed towards me, even though he said that it wasn't. I just felt as though that it was because it was just too ironic. And I said, you know what? I said, even though he may be my house brother, I still feel some type of way. But I said, but I can deal with Mark, and I still will deal with him. But Jason, I will not. And I said, I can't see myself sitting on a panel trying to be cohesive with some people that I don't use.
Okay, so you don't.
Okay,
so you not
listen,
only don't use
okay,
Jason,
okay.
You don't use Mark.
Okay.
I didn't say I didn't use Mark. I just said I didn't like his comment that he made. I felt as though it was directed towards me, and I had said something to him about it. Everything I'm saying now. I have said this to him.
Right.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's nothing I'm saying behind his back.
Okay. Listen, y'all. This is what I don't want to happen. I don't want this to turn into the show of what is happening between Naima, Alexis, and Jason, because that's not what the show is about.
Well, Jasmine, when you made this topic, I'm going to be honest. Hold on, let me check my phone. I mean, speak up. When you made this topic, I knew this is where it was going to go anyway. And it probably is a good thing that it came out.
Well, yeah, but there's still a lot. There's still a lot.
I really don't give.
Yeah, because I think a lot of the underhidden shade is going to stop. Because when you put shit on the table,
a lot of it
kind
of
goes through.
That's what y'all think? Because if y'all think that that's coming from me, y'all are sadly mistaken. I'm going to keep saying what I want to say. I don't give a shit. Who do you feel?
Well, Mark,
anything
I know
about
you
it,
just. Mark just special to me. I just thought he was, you know, like depressed and had a lot going on with his personal life. And he like to, you know, say what he say on his wall. I'll be back. I'm going back to the bar.
But I mean, it is what it is. It's not. I just not harp on that. But if we're going to put things on the table about the show, that was the most biggest obstacle that was in our way. Now we can move that to the side and talk about other stuff. You know, I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm gonna bring Jason is gonna come on in a minute as well. But what I'm gonna say right now is, listen. I do not want this to turn into that argument or that back and forth stuff. Bottom line is, I respect everyone's decision. I value everyone as who they are on the show. But if you guys feel you can't sit with each other, like I told Naima the other night, I respect her decision. And I value the fact that she called me and did it that way. I respect it. Because other people just have a tendency of disappearing and not coming on and so forth and so on. Again, like I've said before, and I'll say it again.
Jasmine, you're not going to talk about me like I'm not listening. Go ahead.
I'm not talking about you, girl.
Okay.
No one is talking about you. Here we go, Alexis.
You know
like
what they say,
Alexis.
A head dog will holler. Come on
yeah,
now.
Like I said, I've been doing this for so many years, and so many people have felt so personal about stuff. They disappear. They go on other shows. They try to start their own show, so forth and so on. It has happened over and over and over again. So this is nothing new at all. So, again, I respect Naima's decision, and it is fine, and everybody is fine. Last night was still another show, and we moved on. And like I asked Naima to please still be a part of Tuesday, a part of Wednesday, because I value her, especially her theories and stuff. So can we move on from that? But I'm going to bring Jason on since he was the highlight of the topic in the first 30 minutes. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine, who's with you?
It's me.
You know who's with us.
Actually, I don't, because I just tuned in.
Hello there, my love.
Is that Michi?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Michi, Alexis, Bishop. Oh, no, Bishop's not there. Michi, Naima, Enrique, Michi, Alexis, Mark, and a whole bunch of other callers.
Okay. Can you bring me up to speed, please?
Honey, we're not
doing all this. Because all I heard was I was the topic. That's all
I
heard.
Let me bring you up to speed. This is what we've been talking about so far.
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is the legendary mother herself, Alexis Snow. This is what we have been discussing so far. Enrique had brought it to the light. It seemed like me and Naima had joined teams and jumped on you and was attacking you and all kind of other things, but that wasn't the reason. It's just we have always been these type of person that I read Naima when any given time, so you are not the common denominator. Let's get that out of the way. But it was just said that I felt once you broke your news, I came back and I counterattacked. And you said what you had to say. You kicked me out of the scandal group. Took me off your friends list, blocked me off your Facebook, and all this other hooray, which is, to me was very unnecessary.
Can I say something? Are you finished? Because I want the two of you to say everything that you need to say. Because I'm going to be brief.
Just wait for her to come back. We keep losing her. So wait for her to come back. Stay right there. 347-735, you're on the air again. 347, why do you keep pressing 1 if you ain't got nothing to say? Honey, you know what? Just sit here, we're just going to sit here with you. Go. 347-829, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. I have a question for Naima. Naima?
Yeah.
Yes. My question is to you, how often do you see Jason? Do you see him, on a regular basis besides talking on the show?
No. I live in New York. He lives in Baltimore.
Okay. So then, knowing that you guys are a distance away, I mean, whatever he says or whatever the case is, how does that really affect you or whatever? Because, you know, people can say what they want to say, you know, but it's up to you to, you know, it's all how you take it and how you perceive certain things or whatever. So I guess, being in a scene, you would automatically just take it as shade or however you want to take it. Do you always feel that way, whatever he says to you is shady, or what's really the problem? Because you guys, it's not like he's able to come and knock on your door and say hello.
Okay, let me say this. No, it's not that we're in the scene, so I just take it as shade. No, it's not that. What it is that Jason, I looked at Jason as someone totally different, like a friend of mine, somebody who I can talk to, somebody out of the equation that I would look at anybody else that's in the scene or that's in the house or anything like that, because he has no affiliation to none of that. And I thought we had an established relationship outside of all of this madness, even before all of this ever came up, I thought we did. So that's why, because I put him on a different level than anyone else that I would deal with, is why I took it, a certain way when he would say certain things. And I'm just like, why are you lying to me, about certain things? I'm just like, listen, I thought we were better than this, and I guess we're not. You know, that's why, I felt the way that I did.
Okay. Jason, go ahead and speak. Say what you got to say. Alexis, you're back. And then we're changing this up because, again, we're not making this topic. Go ahead.
I was waiting for Alexis to finish.
Never mind. Go ahead and say what you got to say, Dave.
Well, I'm trying. That's why I was waiting for you to finish, because I don't know what I need to respond to.
You respond. Say whatever you feel.
Okay. Honestly, Alexis, we were never friends to begin with. We were sociable, and I thought that you, because you were Corey's friend, and Corey spoke highly of you, I was like, okay, she was cool. What I'm not going to do is the he say, she say. Now, I understand from what you just said, you and Naima have, you all have your own situation, because I remember there was a time when me and Naima talked, and Naima said some things to me, but I get the bigger picture, and I'm fine with that. My issue with you was that when the whole situation took place between me and Mark and Naima, something that was put on Mark's wall was taken off of Mark's wall and put into some place that it shouldn't have gone, because it was on Mark's.
That's a lie.
Well, that's what we were told. So because that happened, I was like, I don't need anybody on my page that's just going to be taking stuff and cutting and pasting it and putting it in another room to have conversations with. Now, just
right,
like
well,
you,
wait
a minute.
Jason, hold on, wait. Let's stop right there. Let's cover everything at one time. So with that being said, whoever told you that I took something off Mark's wall and put it in the underground, because that's the only place I post it, whoever told you that, they lied to you?
They damn sure did.
Okay.
They lied to you.
Okay, and then the same way, then okay, okay, so then the same lie, then fine, if that was a lie, it was a lie. And there's nothing I can do about that. So because of that lie, alleged lie, I was like, oh, I don't need nobody like this on my page. Now, when me and Naima got into what we got into, because you all of a sudden, in my book, like, all of a sudden, y'all the best of friends. Me and Jasmine had a conversation. And like I told Jasmine, I don't do fake and phony. I've never done fake and phony. If I got a problem with you, I think by now everybody knows I don't have a problem speaking my mind. And lying to somebody, you beneath me that I need to lie to you. I wouldn't even lie to my mother, so what the fuck do I need to lie to you for? If I did something, when I do it, I don't have a problem saying I've done it, clearly. I don't have a problem fessing up to anything I've done. So to eliminate negative space from my head, I did what was best for Jason. Now, what happened on Saturday with your post, you walked into somebody else's game, because I had already eliminated you as an administrator before Saturday. So that whole situation, that's why I didn't respond to that, because I'm not responding to mess. How you feel about me, I respect that that's how you feel about me, and I respect that, because the same way you feel about me, I feel that same way too. We don't know each other. Maybe because I had a bone or there was an issue, that the fact that the first time, and you don't have to speak to me because that's life. But I don't have any more of an issue with you than you had with me. As far as I'm concerned, when Wednesday night ended, it ended on Wednesday night. But it seemed like maybe you or your followers continued it on and on and on and on. Now, as far as Naima is concerned, Naima, you were a friend of a friend. And because we had conversations, I thought that you were cool. But we never hung out. We had conversations and we got along fine. But then stuff has started getting back to me. And again, I don't go by hearsay, she say, so I just leave it alone. And when I felt like you were attacking me, because now new information has been presented to me, but that's neither here nor there, because that's a conversation we can have off the air, or we can just leave it where it is. But let's just say we're both being played. And that's all I'm gonna leave it at that. Now, as far as I'm concerned, how you all feel, they're your feelings. I can't control your feelings, but I can only do what's best for Jason. And Jason is not arguing with faggots anymore, because it's pointless.
Well, who are faggots? Somebody get me a scrunchie, because this might get a little ugly.
It's not going to get ugly. We're going to leave it alone.
It's in general. When you come at me and you act like a faggot, just like you came at me, the problem that I have with you, Alexis, is that no matter what has happened, in the end of the day, right or wrong, have I always treated you with respect and as a lady, right or wrong?
Jason, who is that? We're talking while you seem like you have a little tense around your shoulder.
No, I'm not fine because I'm unbothered by this because I've been unpressed with the situation since the beginning of it. But the question on the table is since this started, have I not treated you with the respect of a woman even before this started? Have I ever disrespected you and not treated you as a woman?
Who's the faggot?
You're not answering my question.
I asked who's a faggot.
Have I treated you less? Have I ever treated you less than a woman?
It seems
like
we're not
going to
get anywhere. Let's move on.
So when you came at me with the bitch and the faggot, the same way you came at me with a faggot and this and queen and that, that's the same problem that we butch queens have with you women, is the first thing you do when you get upset, you want to get disrespectful. But then when we get disrespectful, it's a problem. And I've yet to disrespect you.
Jason, she's gone, so just stop. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, Kelly. What's up?
I'm fine.
Hey,
Kelly. Alexis is back, Jasmine.
I got her.
My phone is sensitive, y'all.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on, honey. I know it's like 12:19 out there, honey. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to change the subject. First of all, I want to say hello to everybody. Second of all, I want to take and wish my big fat beach wheel sister,
ooh,
Alexis Bell, a happy motherfucking birthday, okay?
Wait a minute, bitch. Did you just call for me, Kelly?
I want to wish you a happy birthday today.
Thank you, sis.
And I hope tonight you make
it. Is it your birthday for real?
Yes. And 8/34, February 7, 1979, the doll was born.
Happy birthday.
Yes. I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I hope the girls make it snow like the girls made it snow in California last night.
I don't know about snow, Teddy, but this Patron is kind of good, girl. No shade.
Yeah, because it was definitely a blizzard here in motherfucking California, honey, okay?
Be careful. I heard some of that stuff is not healthy out there. Be careful.
Baby, it was 1 o'clock y'all time when I went to sleep at 10 o'clock this morning.
And she called me at 8 o'clock that night. She was just kidding.
Wow.
Baby, I am having so much fun in California, Miss St. Girl. I love the girls in California. You know what I tell y'all, and I told this to Jasmine years ago, baby. When I come to California, me being when I was in Mizrahi years ago, and I came to California, being out here today, it really made me feel like I was a mother of a house when I came to California, and I really felt my celebrity status last night here in California, honey. The California girls showed me love, honey. It was just bad, bad. It was a blizzard. It was the first time it snowed in L.A. in years.
I'm doing well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, but I'm here. I'm listening to the show. I'm rocking with y'all. What are we talking about? What's the next subject, Jasmine? Because I don't want to talk about that anymore, what y'all was talking about.
We're not talking about all that no more, Callie. We're still talking about fake bitches.
That's what you want to say about
that. You know a lot of fake bitches, Kelly?
Yeah, I know a lot of fake bitches, Kelly. A lot of these fake-ass motherfucking dick-rotted-ass motherfucking bitches that sit behind girls' backs, mistake, and read them, mistake, and then act like they're their girlfriends in their motherfucking face, mistake. Fake-ass bitches, mistake. Like, girl.
I think we all know a lot of that.
How do you handle fake-ass bitches, Kelly?
Okay, baby. You keep your girlfriend's clothes, and you keep the fake-ass bitches even closer.
Yes, God. You got to.
And you be, and you be, and I used to tell this to my ex lover. I like, how do you be so fake and phony with these people knowing these people don't like you? Baby, you just be as fake and phony as them.
No, but Kelly, I have learned with fake and phony people, you use them motherfucking bitches till you can't get nothing else out of their motherfucking hands. And you throw them away like the motherfucking trash from yesterday. Fuck out of here, bitches.
Yeah, that's
I
kind of pay.
I
have to
agree with you on that one. Sometimes it's probably good to keep them close, a little close. You gotta watch them. Definitely gotta watch them. Somebody's background is like really, really loud, and I'm about to go to callers. I got Vonna waiting and some other callers. So,
before you go to callers, I'm not gonna mention this person's name, but they listen to the show, and we're not gonna be on the air on Saturday. But I wanna wish my dear, dear friend and brother a happy birthday and many more to come. Enjoy your 21, honey. It only happens once.
Oh, Vonna's on hold. Vonna's on hold, y'all.
Yeah, I know. I see her. That's why I said I was going to go to her shortly. Yeah, happy birthday to everyone out there who's celebrating a birthday this week. Happy birthday. 410-522, you're on the air. 410-522, you're on the air. Hey, Yummy, doing your sound effect. Vonna, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Vonna.
Hey, Vonna. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little tired, but I'm good.
Okay, somebody's background. Please take your phone off the speaker. I'm just going to start muting everybody. So, Vonna, fake and phony bitches, you know a lot of them?
Yeah.
More than my fair share.
More than your fair share. You were attacking today on Facebook. Was the death deal with fake and phony bitches?
Definitely.
And how do you handle them?
I just keep my circle small. I'm not going to keep fake bitches closer to me because you keep them closer to you doesn't mean that they're not going to keep being fake. So I just excommunicate them out of my life, and I treat them the same way they treat me, fake.
Thank you, Vonna.
Right. Who's watching TV? Whoever's watching TV and is on the phone, you just know that you're being very rude.
That's not me.
I'm not... 917-635, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say happy birthday to my overall mother, Snow.
Thank you, sis.
Ciao.
And Faina.
Name of the from the village, girl. Leave me alone. Let me get my life.
I told you, be nice to me. You're getting that hair done tomorrow.
It's fucking awesome. By me, weird.
And tomorrow, we're going bomb sledding.
Oh,
Jesus. Hi, Jasmine.
How are you, sweetie? How are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, who is that?
This is the East Coast Mother Snow.
Chat.
Overall, East Coast Mother Snow.
Is that Claudia?
Yes.
Hey, Claudia, how are you?
I'm fine.
I love your new profile pic, Claudia.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Is Mark on the phone?
Hi,
Mark
Claudia.
Is here.
Nah, fuck Mark. I'm mad at him right now.
Oh, shit. How she gonna ask for somebody and just say fuck him? She's such a rude bitch.
Yeah, I'm
good,
Claudia. I didn't know you was in the snow, too. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Oh, that's a replay?
Yes. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Enrique, don't try it. Don't try it.
How did that go?
Oh, my God.
You know, because I remember when I was a little girl, y'all was into that letter K.
Oh, no, not, never me. Never me. Never me. So you need to clear that up right now, young lady.
Meow. Enrique? Meow.
Let's keep it 100.
I'm about to open up my own house, huh?
Jasmine.
Yes.
At some point, are we calling that young lady? Are we still doing that?
What young lady?
Janice.
Oh, yeah, they just settled that. That was crazy.
Yeah, we got to take care of that.
That was really crazy.
She needs to call in or something. Yeah, we're going to thank you, Claudia, so much, sweetie. We're going to keep you right there. If you want to come back on, press 1 with us. Let me get to this private caller, and let's change up the topic a little bit. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with my nigga lay on me coming at El Cacao like that?
Oh,
shit. Tell me why that nigga mad.
Okay, thank you, caller. You should have left him there, baby.
Kelly, what is going on with your daughter? She's kind of letting everybody have it.
Okay. Listen, y'all. Y'all need to just sit down, and when I start calling y'all, then we're going to go to it. A couple of things have been talked about. A lot of stuff has been happening this week, and I want to touch up on it. When I created this topic, I created this topic based on everything that has been happening over the course of the past week or so, actually since the coldest winter, and I've just kind of been looking at it. I also know that there's some people that are listening, some promoters that are listening. We had a talk earlier, and so forth and so on. Listen, a couple of things that we need to discuss is all the fake and phony bullshit that is happening. One of the things that I do see that is just so distraught is the fact that when two people are having an issue, you have so many people that want to co-sign and attack as well. To me, those are the fake and phony bitches. Kelly, do you remember the time when you and Jaquan were at my house and I was making pancakes and you were sitting there doing this and doing that, making all the comments, and Jaquan was laughing? I didn't get into you. I saved you for last. I got the co-sign. And that's the ones that I never like. I always read the ones that's always in the background chipping and chirping before I get the main one. All these people that are sitting here acting like they're your girlfriends and they're really close with you, so forth and so on, they really aren't. And those are the ones you really need to watch out for.
Whose TV is that?
I don't know who's being rude watching TV. I think it's just, like, really stupid.
Yeah, because it's actually loud. Are they in another room? I forgot to have the other phone off though.
Okay. Whoever's watching TV, please mute your phone.
Or mute them.
Yeah.
Jasmine,
huh?
The girls in Chicago used to have this thing where when they set first, it's like when we used to be the Tiana house, we would all be over the Tiana house reading. So the person who doing the most laughing, you would always tell the girl who reading you, you'd be like, hold on, mister, let me tell you. And that's how you used to think that was so funny. Because it'd be like, that girl, she'd be chewing into your ass. And you'd be like, hold on, mister. Girl, let me tell your motherfucking ass what motherfucking thing. You over there
you
laughing.
Over
like a
laughing.
Yes, that used
marketing
to be so fucking
and liking the
funny.
Comments and liking them every 5 minutes.
Ooh, those,
and
Jasmine,
all
those
the rest
likes.
Of that.
Those likes. Those likes are a motherfucker.
Yeah,
we talked about that earlier today.
You catch all the underlying shade on the likes.
That's where a lot of the stuff comes from. Now, a couple of things that have happened, and I'm not going to beat around the bush because I can care less how people feel about me because I know who I am and I'm comfortable within who I am. But the icon and the deeming or acknowledgement of status. You have them sitting together and trying to work together as one, but then you have ones that are really doing really, really hard work, and then you have the other ones who sat at the table with you, but then when it's all said and done, they go behind your back and talk negative shit about you and try to make you look bad.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly why all this shit can never get together. And that's why all this shit is just never, ever going to get right until we can coexist together without attacking each other. And that's just the topic of that. So anyone is welcome to speak about that topic. You have Cabbage who called in last night and was speaking about personal issues within her house or wherever house. You know, I don't even know how to put it because when I see Cabbage, I look at Cabbage as ebony.
But
she
thought she was still in ebony.
Yeah. She called in last night and she made her comments
and there were so many things that were going on. I love Cabbage. I love Dexter. I wish that we would be able to put these things aside and work together, but then you have so many other people that feed into the drama and cause so many issues. And we told Cabbage last night she is more than welcome to call in tonight, and the floor is yours. So, Cabbage, you can call in and speak about that stuff, too, because of the fact that you know the people that you dealt with in your house and what you were a part of for so long, the fake and phony bitches that pushed you to where you were at and pushed you to your breaking point. That is sad, because when you stand for a foundation for so long, not just speaking about that, Kelly knows this from our experiences together all these years. You have a person who sits there and works so hard, and it's always the little co-signers and always the little fake and phony ones that always want to hide behind other people, and they have so much to say, and what they do is push and chase people away, or they cause so much drama between the leaders and the ones that's really trying something. And that's where a lot of that stuff comes from. You have Laomi and Erica Kane, and Laomi and Christina, and all the rest of that stuff that is happening, and Janice, and Sinai, and Janice, and Caesar, and Janice, and Stewart, and Janice, and everybody. And what is really happening here? And is it really necessary where all adults, can we fix this together, or do we need all the fake and phony co-signers that are feeding and adding ignition, flame to the fire?
Right, exactly.
Well, Jasmine, you know what? Another issue, another problem, especially with social media the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You have bitches that have 7 profiles, and the main profile and make a comment, and then bitches ain't dumb. You can have like 4 web browsers running at one time, and all your other profiles come storming the post, liking the comments and making side comments, and you don't even have to say nothing no more, cause they literally take over the argument. And that's what I told Kelly the other day when me and Jason was arguing. Get rid of all these fake profiles, girl. We don't need all them.
But you know what I think is funny? Because I'm glad you mentioned that, because me and Jason was talking about that too. Because fake profiles from Milan's group to Jasmine's group, there's always been, I'm not going to say issue, it's always been an entertainment factor. What gets to me, though, is when a fake profile, because Kelly, is she still on the phone?
Yeah, she's there.
Yeah, because even Kelly, because Kelly said she was going to delete all the fake profiles. I said, if you delete all of them, not just certain ones, because then it looks like you're taking sides. Because if the fake profiles is helping you out, they're okay. But if the fake profiles are against you, then there seems to be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So if you're going to deal with fake profiles, delete all of them. But if
When I was coming to get those profiles, the only reason I didn't get the profiles is because I can't do anything. I can't do too much for my motherfucking iPad, and I wasn't home. Trust and believe, when I get to a computer, I'm going to get rid of every fake profile in that room except London, bitch. For 2013, like I said underneath that post, if the girls want to read, bitch, and you want to be a part of this room and be a part of this radio show, bitch, you're going to come and you're going to read underneath your own name. For 2013, I will not be doing anybody motherfucking dirty work, bitch. I don't give a fuck if I go to a board mistake and they have 2 categories and go give away their fucking money, Miss Thing. If people don't start coming to speaking up for themselves, I'm not speaking up. It was a fab ball. I had a great time. I always have a great time when I go to a board, bitch, because I get it for free. They cater to me, Miss Day, because they want me to give them a good profile on this radio show, bitch. So for now on, bitch, everybody ball's going to be fair. I don't give a fuck if they don't give away their money at all. Bitch, they're going to have another thing to start to kick the girls out, bitch. It was a fab motherfucking ball, and I had a great time.
Well, Erica, let me say this. Even back during Walk For Me days, I didn't even go on the shade board like that, because I don't like reading with people I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? Well, I ain't going to say don't know, but... nobody knows who you are. I don't do that. I don't have time to. And if you notice, I can count on my hands, since I have been in that group, how many times I even come in there and comment. I don't really comment in there unless somebody tags me in a post.
Hello.
That's the only time
I can hear you,
that's the only time I really come in there.
Right.
So I don't like fake profiles. I mean, they're funny at times, don't get me wrong.
All right.
What the hell? What is that?
I think that's Michi.
Michi.
That was not me. My phone is on mute, and I thank you.
I don't care. The jokes be funny at times or whatever, like I said, but sometimes it's just like it becomes to be, it's a nuisance. It gets aggravated sometimes because they add a lot of fuel to the fire.
All right, well, let me ask you a question now. Let's be real.
Okay.
Let's keep it 100.
Okay.
We all know that the fake profiles do make it hot.
Right.
It's very, you know, very real. The fake profiles make it hot. The chat room makes it hot. I'm looking at the blog talk chat room right now. And half of these people in here are under fake profiles.
Oh, under fake profiles, exactly.
You know, and you know, they make it very interesting. You know, but I think what happens is when it starts turning into something serious, then we start really looking at it like, because we don't know who it is, then we start taking it personal. That's something that we have to think about. When we look at the majority of the comments that go on in the blog talk chat room and in these groups and stuff, the fake profile is what keeps the topic going.
Well, I'm gonna say,
but you know what it is.
Out of all the groups that I have, the two groups that I'm admin that's ballroom related, because most of them I am admin, but ballroom news, I try to monitor who comes in and who doesn't, and it's not a lot of you. And if it's a bunch of action in there, it's usually from people who are well known in ballroom. And the other group is 25 of us, and I know every goddamn one. So I don't even when it comes to the gag show, I can count how many times I go in there. I like to deal with if I know you or know who you are or something, because it's no fun for you to be for Enrique to sit under somebody else's name and want to read, but he don't want me to read him, so he's under somebody else's name. You understand what I'm saying? That's my point. It takes the fun out of reading.
You know, people try to be so PC that people are not going to do. There's going to be very few people. Even when you read, Alexis, sometimes, you know, you kind of de-sure, but then sometimes you back up or you apologize or whatever the case. People can't do, like, when you're under a fake profile, a lot of times they say what people honestly feel or what they honestly want to say if they wasn't worried about getting chopped at the ball, if they wasn't worried about their houses being sacrificed or whatever the case. You know,
but then you have
to
learn, like even with me, I have a few contracts out for negotiation right now or whatever. There's a lot of things that, like, I be wanting to turn up sometimes, and I think for the past 2 weeks, I really had got irate a little. And people was hitting me up like, girl, you know, you need to, you know. And at that point, it was just like, it's too late. I've already said what I had to say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But people, just like what Mark is. People with Mark, you already know what you're getting yourself into. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
Right.
So that's why I don't know, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter with me, the fake profiles. Like I said, I barely come in there. You have to tag me in something, or somebody has to hit me up and say, girl, look at the official ballroom group, or something like that. I don't go in there. I stop. I try not to. Because there's too many people. You don't know who is who, and it becomes too much.
Well, this is what I say about that. To all you people that do have these fake and phony profiles, create a group and have your own group, you know, and then you don't have to worry about nobody blocking you and kicking you out and all the rest of that stuff, you know. And for people who don't like going, like, you know, like Alexa said, she just don't like going in there because, you know, she just don't, it's just too much going on. If it's just too much going on or whatever, then people just don't have a part to it. I think it's entertaining sometimes or whatever, but I think they can get a little carried away. But then we also got to look at it from this point.
somebody just posted somewhere that, you know, usually if a person does say something or the person does speak their mind, you know, they always got to get attacked and it starts turning violent.
Right.
You know, when they try to make it a kiki. So if a person really was to come out and say how they felt about a certain ball, a certain look, a certain person, a certain chop, a certain so forth and so on, judge, whatever, whatever, then it turns into I'm going to fuck you up, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah,
I'm
but you should be woman and man enough to stand behind what you say.
Definitely.
It's not fair to me for you to come and read the dog shit out of me, and I'm looking at Layla Hathaway. Like, it's not fair. What I'm going to say, you dead bitch? I mean, like, come on, let's be for real. Jezza, how would you feel if somebody come and air all your dirty laundry in your inbox and you looking like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, if you're a smart bitch, if, depending on what dirty laundry they're airing, you kind of can figure out. Because
no, that's
a,
not true. That's not true, Enrique. Let me
well,
tell
I know I have a
thing.
I mean,
honey,
I know
I have
a tight ring of friends. So if somebody comes back to me and tells me, if something comes back to me that I said to somebody, then I can pinpoint to who I said it to, and that's who I will go to. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just me. We might be. You might have a way lot more friends than not way lot. You might even have a whole lot more friends than I do. But I kind of have a tight rein around my friends. You know what I'm saying? So if something gets out, then I know who said it because I know who I told it to.
Well, Set the Don lives is Bishop. He just said that's him. Lord have mercy. Somebody, y'all stop
okay,
blocking that damn boy.
Okay, let's get to a couple of callers. Trying to call you on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I have a question. How do you deal with the bitches that claim that they don't like fake bitches, but they're the fakest bitch of them all?
Well, put a name on it, baby. Who are you talking about?
I think Alexis is the
yes,
messiest, fakest bitch ever.
But you see, you call from a private number, right? So
that's
you're irrelevant, non-factor-ass
that's
bitch.
Irrelevant.
Absolutely,
I'm gonna say
you
what
not
I'm gonna
relevant,
say
bitch. Why don't you unlock your number so I can get your ad number and call you back
sideline,
and make an appointment, girl.
To the fire.
You need your 150
you like
for
to
the
watch
hour,
it arise,
or is that too
much
for you, girl?
And you watch it arise.
Well, girl,
you are
guess
fake,
what, bitch?
Messy bitch.
Call me 347-215-6020.
You are fake, messy bitch. No, bitch, I'm calling you now and letting you know now that you are a messy, fake bitch.
475, mama.
Okay.
Call me, honey.
How about
life.
That?
I have to call you. There you go. Both of y'all can talk private, and you guys are private right now, so y'all handle it right there. 862-588, you're on the air. 862-588, you're on the air. Okay. I don't see your number unless that's you. Caller, let's see if they're still arguing. Hold on. Were y'all arguing? Did y'all stop talking?
Girl, that bitch ain't said shit the whole goddamn time.
Y'all was still on the line.
Y'all was private. Y'all could have talked to each other.
She said shit. I kept talking.
Am I still on?
There you go.
Yeah,
right
there. You still on?
Here she go. Here she go.
Yeah, what's up, bitch? What's
good?
Okay,
this
is now
some motherfucker.
Y'all private. Talk now again. Vonda, go see her. Vonda, go there and see what they're doing. Come back. All right. So. Oh, boy.
Where's Cabbage at? Cabbage, come on. You said you was going to come on tonight. I really want you to come back on.
Janice, 347-330, you're on the air.
And the genius.
Oh, work, Cabbage. I knew you would. There you go.
Hey, Cabbage.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Cabbage.
How are you?
Good evening. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi,
hey, Mother.
What's going on?
Hey, nothing. Nothing. They said you came over here, honey, and gave your grand finale last night. I fell asleep.
No, not grand finale. She gave her opener.
No, I told the truth.
Ooh. There you go. There you go.
Okay, I told the truth. What y'all are talking about right now is what goes on over and over again, and the same thing I was talking about last night, Enrique. People want to get on Facebook and don't put no name to it. Okay. Got a problem with me, put my name to it. Because make no mistakes, I'm going to put your name to it.
Ooh.
Okay, period. There's only two things can happen. Either you beat me or I beat you.
Right.
Or we're going to talk about it like adults.
Yeah, why can't we do that? Why can't people do that first? I'm not understanding why people can't do that first.
Because the class of people that you deal with, Enrique.
Mm.
The class of people that you deal with. Okay, period.
I have a question for you. I have a serious, serious question, Cabbage. Mm-hmm. You know, I have nothing but respect for you and everything. Compared to back in the day and to compare to the way it is now, do you blame social media for the problems that we're having, or was it always like this?
I blame a little on social media. Don't get it wrong. I blame a little bit on social media, but I also blame it on those that were legends that are now icons.
Now, why you blame them, Cabbage? Why would you blame some of them?
Sometimes the so-called legends, instead of telling the truth, or take a hit for what's real, they'd rather lie, or they'd rather fudge, or dress it up, or disrespect somebody else to cover up what it really is. If it's a chop, it's a chop. I've taken chops for many years. What's wrong with a chop? What's wrong with a nine? Okay?
I don't know. You're taking it way back there.
Okay then. Okay, that's the problem. Take it on the shoulder. Okay, period. That's what makes you a responsible ballroom person. Okay, you can get chopped, and the next time you come, a bitch wish that she didn't chop you.
Right.
But nowadays, it has to do with who's sleeping with who.
Mm-hmm. Whose girlfriend's with who.
Whose girlfriend is on the judges panel?
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting high with who?
I'm not gonna do this with Cabbage tonight. I can't.
Okay. If we all getting high together, how you done prepared for a function to walk safe for $5,000 and I dare to chop you? And bitch, we was just in the hotel getting mollied out the mom. So we got to be girlfriends. So bitch, I definitely got your score. That doesn't hold for me. That does not hold for me. Period. Like I tell anybody, I chops Ebony when they're not prepared. I'm not taking anything from them. Just like it was proclaimed that I was chopping every Ebony at Jack's ball. Why would I chop the kids in my own house? Why would I do that? That's so stupid. But look at the people that you're dealing with, and then it doesn't look so foolish.
Ooh. Kevin, I'm about to get on this 3 train that's coming right now and come up a couple of stops, and
okay,
me and you will fight.
A lot of people got a lot to say. I do not care how you feel about me. I did not chop a bunch of kids. I didn't even chop. I just didn't give one or two of my votes. Because against the person they were up against, they were not 10 worthy. So the next time they come back, they make sure that they're 10 worthy. Not because you're the biggest voice in the ballroom and you just make it a big ruckus. People don't get your way. People still do not respect you. For one, read the flyer.
find out what they're looking for first.
Cabbage, let me stop you right there. Do I ask? I want to say that was Kelly the other night. I said, I don't know what we were talking about in one of the groups. I said, why do people, if you know your house child is not ready, I think Amaya was talking about this. If it's a major ball or a function, if your child is walking, 9 times out of 10, most houses, they have a meeting that weekend. If your child isn't ready by the week, by that meeting, and they don't have their set together, well, what the hell make you think they can go throw something together between that meeting and the ball to come out and walk? Why are they still even on the floor? This is why people shouldn't mind their being chopped by their own house members, because they shouldn't even be out there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think some people do it because it teaches a lesson. You know what I'm saying? You heard what I told you. You did not listen what I told you.
Right.
Now you're on the floor and you got chopped. That's a lesson.
But you know, Enrique, I used to, certain judges, for example, for a long time, when I first started walking in 2005, R.R., Stewart, and Fred Chanel used to scare the shit out of me. Because they never had no kind of expression on their face or nothing when they judged. It was very blank. So you didn't know really what they were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It took for me to actually come out one night and Stewart having to end up being on the panel, and I walked, and he gave me my life in order for me to be content with myself and walk in my category. You should be, no shade, to me, certain people you should be honored to be chopped by, because that will let you know. You know, some people chop out of shade, or you understand what I'm saying? But some people will chop you just to let you know that you're not ready. You understand what I'm saying? Every chop isn't all about shade, or every vote isn't all about shade. It's just sometimes it's not your night. Everybody cannot win. And I think people are under the assumption that because this person is of the year, this person is this, that they're always supposed to get their tens, or they're always supposed to win. I don't think so.
I don't agree with that either. I think everybody has that night. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody. I mean, you have rare cases where, I mean, every house has a rare case where, like, there was a girl that walked and it always won for that particular year. It never lasted more than a year or two, because you always have the next bitch that comes up and knocks you off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it happened to me. It happened to a lot of people. That's how it happens. But it's just a point that sometimes, like, people don't tell their kids one. And, you know, not that every chop is shade, but there's a lot of times where majority of the chops are shade. Or, like they said before, a lot of people purposely, we all been to balls where you're looking at a person that should have won. You're like, bitch, you didn't win? What the fuck is going on?
Right.
And, now, I don't know if you heard it, but I'm sure you did, because we kind of have the same, circle of associates. How many times you been by somebody and say, I'm going to walk this ball because all my girlfriends are up there? I count 5 votes already.
No shade. No, I'm going to be honest. When I was into walking balls heavily, I always looked at the panel to see who was on there first.
Because
I knew, I don't care who I walked against,
you was going to win.
It ain't even so much a win. It was just, okay, I know I got that vote. I got that vote.
You were
going to
win. Because what you end up doing, you're counting the votes. There's 7 people on the panel and 5 of your girlfriends up there. That's a win.
Right. Well, that's true. And like I said, and if it was certain people up there, it would let me know, was I on my A game that particular night.
Mm-hmm.
If Cabbage was on the panel and she didn't vote for me,
mm-hmm.
because me and Cabbage, we have this, you know, this kind of relationship where I'd be like, girl, what was the tea? Well, Miss Thing, you know, Cabbage gonna say, well, Miss Thing, it's no shame. She
right.
was sitting over you tonight.
But see, that's why I like to have Cabbage on the panel. But there's other people where, you know, this is where it makes it hot. I'm going to say the LaCroix ball. The LaCroix ball was hot to me. Why? Because you had 2 PC girls. I'm not going to name the categories. I don't want to start that drama. But you had 2 politically correct girls walking a ball, and that made it interesting because then it splits the panel. So you have to purely go on talent. And you could tell that people was having a problem because it took about, like, 5 minutes to judge those 2 people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was getting light. And that's, to me, that's when it kind of gets fair, because you have 2 people that all their girlfriends, it gets hard. And we've all been to that ball where we saw that, like, okay, this should be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So it just is when certain girls come out, you'd be like, oh, bitch, this is, they about to turn this.
Exactly.
I don't know how this going to go, but bitch, they're going to turn it some way, shape, form, or
they
going to
turn it. Exactly. And you know they can't get mad at the other one because y'all counted the same motherfucking
right.
votes.
That's like if you see if Dee Dee and Tippers come to battle. I'm just going to use this Ebony Ball, for instance, Cabbage, for the 7,500.
Mm-hmm.
Those battles could have went any way at any given time. I know so many people probably gasped when Raquel lost. Because you already knew, oh, Miss Thing, that is the $5,000. The first. You understand what I'm saying? All these accolades, and you just knew she was about to come and she was going to turn it. What she did, let me tell you one motherfucking thing.
That entrance was over.
That entrance was everything.
That lady,
that was what the category was calling for.
She commands the crowd whenever she hits the floor. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yes, she does.
But it could have went any given way. It could have went any. But because Raquel is that $5,000 girl, the first. Hold on, let me make sure. The first.
Yeah, she is the first.
She is.
Queen face.
Okay,
yeah,
the first
Fem
Queen face $5,000 winner. Bitch, it was just like, oh, Miss Raquel comes, she go, that's her money. You know how that it is when you, oh, girl, you read the category, oh, Miss Thing, if so-and-so come walk this ball, she's going to turn it, that's her coin.
I don't know. I'm going to have to disagree with that. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because, yeah, she is that girl, but you also had Dee Dee walking.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Once you read the flyer, you always had that one girl, you be like, oh, Miss Thing, if so-and-so walk, this is her coin. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
When you read a category, you just already have your winner. If this person comes and walk, oh, that's her coin. And
right.
I said,
you feel that it's tailor-made.
Right.
Well, all I know is when that ball that you're talking about, I knew who the winner was, I predicted who the winner was, and that's exactly who the winner was.
Well, that was kind of hard because she was. That's neither here nor there. But what I'm just saying is, when you hear a category, sometimes you just picture. Like
right.
For instance, when you hear, I'm gonna take you back to the coldest one ever, Fem Queen performance for $2,000. My personal opinion, everybody should have been chopped. Let me tell you why. Nobody even had a $500 look.
Right.
Damn sure didn't.
So let's go ahead and start with the look first.
Everybody,
we're not
going
to even get
right.
to the performance.
Right.
Because I've been hanging around a lot of old school girls, the Harrows, the Tony Millars, the Cabbages. You look, when you have a category for that caliber, even talking to Jasmine on the phone when it came up to Gagaween, you look for a certain look.
Mm-hmm.
And even to when I kind of, In a certain way, agree with what Sanaya was saying. It was not, at least, let me go back. I didn't watch the video, of course, but just listening to what people were saying that she was saying, I kind of felt when she was like, nobody really deserved the money. You understand what I'm saying? Because nobody even gave you a look worthy of the coin. And a lot of people say they've taken the creativity out of ballroom.
Depending on what category. Right.
So you mean to tell me for a $2,000 performance and it was calling for Emma Frost, was the Snow Queen or something? What was calling for? I can't remember the logistics.
Emma Frost. It was Emma Frost.
Like, you saw somebody, everybody supposed to get their chance?
No, so absolutely not. But
okay.
Everybody dick was out. No, everybody should not have gotten.
Oh, shit. What?
No. We don't say dick. We say cat meat. That's the new term now.
Dumb lady dicks was hanging out. The thing, nobody should have got chance. Nobody.
I don't know.
So that's where you go back to the judges panel.
Exactly.
So if all the girls didn't look up to par, why were they not being chopped from the beginning?
Except for the girl that all the girls with after, she got chopped. And nobody, and it's no shade. There was a couple, I mean, if we're going on performance, we're not even going to look. We all agree. All of them should have got chopped because of the look. We go agree. But if you go on the performance part, Johnny's, was, I'll say, one of three that actually did something, because a lot of the rest of them was giving. Girls, did they not? Like, because after Johnny's got chopped, they said, oh, wait, they're about to turn it. And then when you see the girls after, you're like, are y'all kidding me? And mind you, I wasn't at the ball, but I'm at the clip. I'm watching the clips. To me, being watching clips is like being right there up in front.
No shade. Sometimes it is.
You know what I'm saying? So when you're looking at it, and I'm like, they let her through? And they just chopped up. Child. And then when you see when it's in Christine, like I said before, it's no shade to Christine because she votes down. She is my favorite old school girl.
Mm-hmm.
But when she came out, that's who's going to win this money. And damn sure enough, that's who won it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well, I like Johnny's performance, because I always say Janie's. I like Johnny's performance. I did like her performance that particular night. No shade.
Right. Yeah, she turned it to me.
I did too.
Yeah, she turned it.
I was gagging. Yeah, because I had said that they keep trying to hand it to that doggone lady because they feel like that is choice. To do that to her, but I really think that I believe that she shouldn't have got chopped that night, and I also believe that she's a legend. I mean, you know, but and
they
Andre
she was.
And
that.
Andre has been on camera many a times and has said that she is a legend, and
what?
That he sees her as a legend. And that she's a legend for our category.
Let me take another drink on this. Let me say this. People have deemed people a month or two later, and they don't even remember who they deemed. And it has just gotten to a point where it's like, girl, you did deem a girl. Just sit down somewhere. Or, you know, because it gets, I have so much shit has come across my desk over the past couple of weeks where people say, oh, I didn't deem her, or I don't, you know, or you've signed these papers saying that this person is legendary, but you don't even know what the hell you deemed her for. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand some of these people when it comes to, like, what do you be drinking when these people talking to you about deeming people?
But you know what the sad part is? They even said, because if you look at the clip, didn't Andre said that she is a legend? He said it right there at the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. Him, Fred, and somebody else said
it. Right, they said
it
right there at the ball. But then, you know, they try to say that she was chopped for her performance, which is crazy. No, they chopped Stewart, said he just doesn't see her status. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my whole thing, does that classify, let's go back to this topic, does that classify as being fake and phony? Or are you just being complacent for everybody? I mean, where does that fall under?
I thought he tried it when he did that. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, seeing as I'm not in the House of Ebony no more, let me tell y'all something about Stewart. Stewart is one of those people that you have to love to hate. Because he's just, I don't want to say cutthroat. Stewart is just Stewart.
But
like,
you know, let me tell you something.
Well, Cabbage, you still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm surprised you're just listening. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. You know, like I had said before, you know, when they were talking about how last week when Ashley came up in a conversation when
uh-huh.
she, you know, was, you know, kept clapping her hands and doing all the antics that she was doing up there on the panel.
Uh-huh.
To me, I feel like you need to be unbiased when you are sitting on that panel. You know, all of that, you know, extra antics and adjectives and stuff like that, I think it's just unnecessary. I think it's shady. And to me, you know, no matter if you are a star, if you're a statement, if you're a legend, or whatever it is, to me, I think when a judge is rooting for a certain individual
right.
or giving a certain individual life or a set of judges are giving a certain individual life, I think to me,
you should change the panel.
It takes the momentum. It makes the other person feel some type of way, like, wait a minute. Because you don't see this shit on professional shows that you see on TV.
Well, let me say this, Naima. I have watched, I probably can count on my fingers how many people I have seen out of all the balls that I have been to over the past 9 years that the judges haven't went up for one person at some point or another. Sometimes it gets to a point where you get caught up in the moment. I don't think a lot of people do it. You know, sometimes you might be just be like, okay, for instance, performance, and you might be watching this one person. You'd be like, yes, and it's not it's a natural reaction.
I understand that, Alexis, but it gets ignorant when you hollering, you banging your hand on the table, you doing all of this. I can see you having a little, okay, bitch, you know, you stamping your finger and wave your finger, you know, a little stuff like that, okay, fine. But when you get indignant and you get, ignorant.
Let me ask this question, because once again, I didn't see the ball. I sat in the back the whole time. Was Ashley even on the panel?
Yes.
No, she was on the side. She wasn't.
That's
on the
what
side.
I was thinking.
She was on
she,
the side.
She said because she gave Miss Thing her vote. Come on, now.
No. Because if you pay attention, uh-huh. Again, this is by Ballroom Clips. Thank you, Caesar. When Janice got chopped, she
oh,
was
no,
on the side.
No, Janice wasn't. No, I mean Ashley wasn't on the panel then. No, she was.
No,
not.
No. But then James Icon, when Stuart made his intro, mm-hmm. not his intro, when he made his speech. That's when James Icon got up and Ashley took her place, took his place.
Oh, okay, okay. See, that's
right,
what I was
listen,
saying.
I have to say something.
Okay.
Stop. Just freeze and stop, and enough is enough. This group right here is just over y'all talking about everything. So what I'm going to do is ask, because everybody's getting upset, you guys are getting upset, and, you know, the show is for the people.
Right.
I need y'all to call in and
yeah.
talk about what y'all want to talk about.
Yes.
And y'all need to say something. And what I'm going to do is go down the list of people that are sitting with us, and I'm going to allow you guys to also create a topic based on a subject based on tonight's topic and take it from there. This way, y'all don't have to feel that too many people are just speaking and no one else is saying anything. And then you guys can ask questions and go down to panelists and ask them what you guys want to ask them.
Java, just tell them to inbox me. Inbox the person, too.
And if you guys don't want to call, I will read the questions or whatever chat room, like always, the questions over and see what you guys have to say.
Right.
Well,
unfiltered. Just say unfiltered because you were. Cause they're like.
Question.
Yeah.
Why? The show is, like you said, for the people, and we are the people. Why don't people just ask the question? Like, I don't. Like, why complain about it? Call in. Don't complain.
Wait,
call in.
Hold on. What are we going to do? We're going to do it. We're not going to attack them. Guess what?
No. I call from my other phone, the 440 number. Can you take that out of queue so I can hang the other one up?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead. You're good now.
Okay.
I got you on that one and hang up.
I'm
going
to be near my computer again. I was away from my computer, but I'm going to go back down to my computer so I can ask some of the questions they have as well. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. Chat room. Chat room, you guys have the floor. Chat, you know, call in and let's just talk about it based on what's happening. You have Cabbage, who is also sitting with us. Thank you, Cabbage. I don't know how long she's going to be there, but she's sitting with us. And you guys can talk about what you guys want to talk about. 832-623, you're on the air.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey,
J-Rock, how are you?
Hey, J-Rock.
I'm doing good. I just got on the phone and heard a bunch of stuff just about chops and tins and people throwing shade and all this kind of stuff. But, yeah.
So how do you feel about that? Do you want to change it? What are you hearing in the chat room?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do at my balls, what I'm going to start doing. Because, you know, you can't tell people to do nothing. It's their balls. When I'm throwing my function, it's my function. So what I want to start doing is implementing the old way of voting. The reason why they stopped voting like that because the girls couldn't count. It's no shade. I got that from Summit of Asia. So they used to fuck over people's vote. Nobody should be getting tens all the fucking time. That's what I never understood about ballroom. Everybody's a 10. So then when they get chopped, it's like, bitch, how the fuck you chop me? But if you give a bitch if you give five people on the panel, and all of them is 10s, and this bitch get 49, and she's standing to the side, then the next bitch gets 50.
I'm going to need you to back that up.
if you got five people sitting on a panel,
mm-hmm.
and four give them 10 and one give a 9, you
oh,
got
okay.
49, stand
okay.
to the side. The next bitch come up and get 50, okay, baby, you need to work next time. You see what I'm saying? Because
huh?
this bitch got 10.
What the hell is that?
We don't
what
know
is that?
We can't hear you.
If you got a 9, you're not, you're chopped.
You said what? A 9 is a chop?
Yes.
Well, back
well,
in the day,
that's
they
not the way it was explained to me by
that's
the
not, that's not
by,
how they did it back
by the
in the
icons.
Day.
What?
If you
okay,
got
we one. Have everybody quiet. Cabbage, do you want to explain the 9s and the 10s process to us?
A 9 was not a chop.
Thank you.
So here was the trick. And correct me if I'm wrong, Enrique.
Mm-hmm.
You could get 5 people walking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the first girl comes there for faith, and she gets 7 9s. And the rest of the 5 get 7 9s. They have to battle.
They have
now,
to battle.
If one of them get a 10, then all them 9s go down the toilet.
They do. You're absolutely
they
right.
Know.
That's how it was. There wasn't a chop. A 9 wasn't a chop.
A 9 was not a chop.
Right.
Right. That's what I was just because J-Rock said the 49. If you got a 50, you lost. But if you got a 49, you won.
No,
no,
I did not.
No.
I said if you got a 49, stand to the side, then the next bitch come up behind you and get
uh-huh.
a 50, you're automatically knocked out the way because that bitch got a 50. If the
oh,
next
okay.
bitch get a,
the way
yeah.
you said it, the way you said it, never mind. I'm
drunk. Yeah,
you know
he's right. It was a way of eliminating nicely.
Thank
and I think
you,
that
but,
maybe we should do that again.
But this is the reason why I'm saying it. Back in the day, they trained the girls. They trained the kids. It was kind of like, well, maybe you didn't get a perfect score across the board, but this is why. Maybe your stockings was off, or maybe that was just not right, but you didn't have a complete. So it really wasn't like that fierce just chop. Chop.
Now you have the idea.
What was that?
Now you have the idea.
Exactly. It was also a way of not, like, completely just crushing your confidence, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You felt like you had something to.
Oh my
you
God.
You felt like you had something to work towards now.
Who is saying?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Vanna. I said it because I think it's crazy. I forgot. Oh my God. You get chopped, girl. You bring it back better the next time. I'm not. Maybe my attitude doesn't allow me to pity Pat or coddle a bitch in her imperfections. The thing, you come on the floor, you bring it right. You don't come on the floor and it's not right. The thing, I send you back to your seat, period.
Well, my thing
but that's
is,
not a good competition, just tens or chops. The only reason they came about because the hoes were shading the girls because they can't fucking count.
But no, wait, hold on. Let me say this, J-Rock. Okay, so let me say this. If
we just look at it different.
No, listen, Marta, hold on. If you bring your house to New York, right, and you made sure that your kids that are walking are up to par, there should be no chops. There should be no need for a 9 because it should be a 10. If you are a leader, let me stress that word, if you are a leader of your chapter, if you are leading your chapter, that means you have some kind of knowledge. You can pull a child together because that's what a leader is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making sure their child, their group, their house, their chapter is up to par or whatever, not just sleeping with them and having them and getting forward with them. It means that you are leading your chapter to the right point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're leading your child and you make sure your child is up to point, there should be no reason for your child to be chopped.
But that's what I'm saying, though. This is what, okay, y'all are looking for a solution.
I'm looking at it like this. I'm looking at it like this. What you're trying to do is slightly eliminate shade. But the point of the matter is this. If I still want to be shady,
right.
I can still be shady. Because if what I can do is I can keep giving everybody 9s. I can keep giving everybody 9s. And then me and my girlfriends, we can sit on this panel like most girls do when it's 5 or 7 people on a panel, 9s out of 10. Most of them are girlfriends. And we can sit up there and we can
now we can nigger rig your entire ball. Now when our child come or our girlfriend come or the girl we want to win come, she'll get a 10 and not all your girlfriends that got those nines are knocked out of the box, and we're still shading your function. If
she
we
does.
Want to shade it, if
she
we want to if we want to rig it, we can do it. It's
she
not impossible.
She has a point.
See, y'all talking about the people being shady. So if you want to be shady, that's the not you in particular, but if you're a judge and you want to be shady, then that's just on you. I'm talking about as in a solution, as in getting these kids to act right and respect the ballroom. Y'all talking about leading? You need
to
know
how you
people,
how you get your kids to act right and respect ballroom is give them correct leadership, and you give them
okay,
that they can
this
listen to and they can follow.
See,
the panel is not going
to
do it.
Y'all got to listen. See, y'all talking about, y'all have to know the kids that you are, that you have to know your audience. Y'all talking about leadership and all this kind of stuff. Y'all don't know the mindset of these people that y'all are bringing into ballroom yet. These are the perfect people.
That's the difference.
But they're the perfect people to train. If you was to give them something and say, baby, you wasn't 10 across the board this time, but you're almost there or whatever, they're going to work
no,
for you.
No, you're coddling
you
them. You're coddling them, and you're letting them know that imperfection is okay
on,
and work for something. No, you cannot. Hold on, nothing. You're talking to a person who runs an entire area of people who brought them from zero to 100. No, you're not going to tell me that
so
giving them time is going to make them feel better. It's not. It's going to make them feel imperfection is okay.
You
so
know
what
I say
is back in the day when they was using this, when they was using this, and it wasn't as much craziness as now, it was wrong. But that's how it started.
You know
do
what
you
I
remember? Do you remember what Paris when she said, "You want to talk about reading? It started there. Everything started." Let me give you a prime example, Miss Shay Shay. Every girl that came through the Atlanta chapter of the House of Chanel, you wasn't going out there until you was ready. Every girl, there was no chops when you hit that floor because she groomed and made sure everybody was. It does fall back to leadership, J-Rock. It's no shame.
Yes, because you're asking the panel to be, you asking the panel to groom your kids. And then what's the point of you having leaders? You might as well not have no leaders. You as a leader, you as a mother, you as a father should be able to structure your kids and lead your kids and guide them. You should, I'm not looking to the ballroom floor or I'm not looking to that judges panel to train and guide my kids. I'm doing that. And if I can't do that, then I need to be removed.
Now, it may not be grand prize every time, but it's going to get 10.
You know
it's
what I think personally? I think that certain people just don't need to be on the panel no more.
That's
I mean, just
too.
Don't need to be on there, period, because some people just, when they get on there, they want to feel it. And I guess they feel like they're the baddest made thing since Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you know, that's true, too. Now
and
look,
for every bitch, it's always one that's better than her. And some people just do not need to be on the panel, period.
Not only that,
that's
Naima.
That's the problem.
Not only that, Naima, but guess what? The promoters need to learn how to run their ball and stop letting everybody else
Like I'm about to run my ball right now. I'm going back to the number system, and you ain't got to come. But, if you do come, you're going to have a good time. And if you're being shady, get the fuck off my panel, and it's no shade.
Promoters need to learn how to run their ball. Don't let the commentators run it. Don't let the judges run it. I mean, because in all honesty, you put these people on a panel because what? You do what? You trust their who?
Opinion.
Judgment.
Okay.
What my eyes see, your eyes might not see. So that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily being shady. It's just that I don't see what you see. And I don't think she's real. If I don't think she has space. If I don't see this, you can't tell me what I see with my eyes that God gave me. Just if you wanted your eyes up here, then you should have set your ass up here.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Let me say this. Because a lot of people, we're not going to say you put on because you trust. No, a lot of people put judges up there because you want their houses to come. Or one judge will say, well, you have this person up there, and I'll come, and blah, 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 because I've heard that, too. So you have a lot of girlfriend panels, because we notice if you go to the balls, you see all the same judges up there all the time.
True.
Well, originally, I should say, that's what the purpose was for.
Let me tell you something. You can sit there and say, well, or if this person on the panel, his house will come, you will look at the same 7 or 8 or 9 people, and you will still see them same people judging, and you won't even see them houses having a table at the ball. So
you.
They're not even getting the audience.
I'm so glad you said that, because I think you need to say that again so people can hear you, because that is what's happening. You having all these girlfriends on the panel, and their house is not even there, nor by a table. It was just them. You know what I'm saying? So I honestly think if you want to, my whole thing is if you want to fix ballroom, change the panel. Or at least shuffle it a little bit.
You definitely need to change the panel. You definitely need to change the panel. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Private caller. Yes.
I feel as though you guys should just have, like, straight people on the panel.
Why?
Why do you straight people? I mean, have straight and have gay.
Well, you know what?
What
we did that in Baltimore. Let me step in just
question.
A little bit.
What would they understand? How would they understand the concept of certain things? Well, you say that, okay, realness, I can understand.
Realness, yeah. Realness.
But for everything
I
else
even
that's
agree
going
with
on
realness.
In ballroom, they wouldn't understand. They wouldn't
I don't
understand.
Even agree with realness to a certain extent, because just because you're pretty don't make you real.
No.
Exactly.
Let me say this.
Like I said,
this.
Straight people should be the judges, like half straight, half gay.
But what
right.
The judges of what, though? Just
I mean,
realness?
These are the real eyes, society, straight people.
No, listen
you know?
To what I'm saying. Real people look
oh.
at the pretty. The, like, when they judge to me, and I've seen this happen, real people are, oh, she is pretty. And
uh-huh.
they think, oh, she looked like a real girl. And the gay community be looking back like, there's no,
no.
I'm sorry. I've
also seen a brick go in public and not get spooked. And I've seen
and
a girl that everybody said was drilling the ball get spooked.
What I'm
Thank
saying.
You. Yes,
That's
ma'am.
What I'm saying.
Let me, at the Paradox, I'm going to have to put this in there. At the Paradox, when they had a ball and these straight people judged the ball, you had girls like Sabrina, Shannon, and then my, oh my God, I forgot my daughter. My daughter was walking. Sabrina is a babe. You know what I'm saying? And so it was a couple other girls. But this girl, the girl in my house, won over all of them because she was the realest. And it was straight people that picked her. So it's not always the pretty girl. It's the girl that
right.
you could not tell whatsoever that was a boy. You
and
know
see,
what I'm saying?
I think ballroom realness is so different. This is another subject. But it's just different from, yeah.
You know what, that can go either way, because that's just like me. I just do not understand how a gay male that is sexually attracted to males, not no bisexual, just I'm only attracted to males, going to tell a sex siren, woman or femme queen, that they're not sexy, but then to a man, they are. That does not make sense to me. How can you call this girl sexy, and if she's not sexually attractive to you, you're not sexually attracted to a woman? So, of course, they're not going to be sexually attractive.
No, I have to correct you on that. Because you can have an actual, you have a good eye. In fact, a lot of straight women have come to a lot of gay males to get their honest opinion, because you give them an honest opinion
right.
of how their body
so
looks or what it looks like.
It doesn't have to be a sexual attraction.
Right.
It could be sexy.
Because it's just an aesthetic.
Well,
it's just a whole aesthetic
point. I want
you
to answer this then. If a girl have small breasts, do she get chopped for sex siren just because she has soft
no.
But if she's
no.
Sick,
no.
Okay,
no.
That's all I want to know. Because I've had straight boys like, oh, she don't have enough breath. That's body. That's the reason why it's separated now.
Exactly. So that's why the straight people can't judge certain categories, because some of them
right.
don't understand the logistics. They go like, it's like face. It's girl. I need another drink.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. And
go ahead,
Kevin. You for one.
Uh-huh.
What is the criteria that you pick a judge for?
What do I pick? If they're honest, like, no, okay, let's see, if they know how to judge or if they can judge independently. That's why when we had the lure ball, we gave people a chance to pick, because we kind of stayed away from the girlfriend fan. I don't know if you guys went, but you've noticed the panel was different. And if we saw that people was carrying, I think this is something else that people are scared to do. To change your panel if you feel like something is going on. Because we changed our panel. If we saw that somebody was carrying on, if they did it more than once, we would change it. We got into, I'm not saying we didn't have any, like, arguments and stuff, but at the end of the day, they were removed. And they kind of let the other judges know that, hey, I'm going to be on my beat because they're not playing.
I think a judge should be unbothered.
Bonnie,
you're
breaking up.
Your
phone
I'm sorry,
out,
hold
Bonnie.
On. I'm about to take this out.
I think that you should be unbothered. I think that you should have allegiance to no one when you sit down on that panel. And whatever ramifications or whatever things going to happen to you after your judgment has been passed, you can take it and you can handle it.
You can take it and handle it.
Yeah, you should be somebody that understands the categories that you are judging, whether it's fashion, whether it's face, whether it's a vogue. You should know the basic concepts of it, and you should know how to judge it fairly. You should know how to sit there and contain your excitement when your girlfriend, your lover, or your dear high partner walk down the runway.
Right. Well, you know that I know that because I got attacked at a free ball like 2 years ago because I put my honest opinion out there. You know what I'm saying? So I know exactly what you're talking about. But honestly, what A, gets you jumped, or B, you won't be on people's panels, or people just don't, want to talk to you anymore. You know what I'm saying? But in turn, because of that, I was asked to be on a lot of people's panels after that. Because, you know, I'm like, I have to be fair. Or you get said this, oh, there's no Lord's Walker, so that's why he's doing it. There's only 70 people in my house, so there's never going to be more than, three of Lord's there for real. You know what I'm saying? So I just think you just need people who know what they're doing or people you trust. And then again, even with people you trust, if they carry, remove them.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just going to say, I don't care if it's 700 Red Lines walking. If the 700 Red Lines look a mess, I'm chopping up and I'm sending them to their feet and they can leave me in the room later. And they know I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You know what? All this shit goes back to a long time ago when Jasmine said, we all know who balls we can go to and who balls we cannot. And then she asked everybody on the panel, if you think, who name would you go to if you seen their name on the ball? If you trust that person and you know that person is fair, no matter if you're in their house or out their house, you know that they're not going to just have no judges on their panels fucking over the kids. You see what I'm saying?
Right. It's no shade. That's why I think it was said on Jasmine's show that if you should put the judges' names on there. But people would say, no, don't do that, because they would stop girls from coming. You're damn right it would stop girls
from
coming.
No, it wouldn't stop the girls from coming, but, baby, the judges' credit rating would go up.
Yes, ma'am.
You let me know that so-and-so-and-so is on the panel. Because guess what that's the bitches to do. They find out what so-and-so-and-so like. They buy so-and-so-and-so a bag or two. They buy so-and-so-and-so this, and they buy so-and-so-and-so that. Then by the end of the night, your whole panel is bought up. You don't even know what the fuck is going on.
But they do that just based off of knowing who's regularly on the panel as well. Because,
yeah,
like they've already said, the panel is always redundant.
Well, yeah.
Like I said, certain bitches just don't need to be judging anymore, period.
Well, girl, not even put a name on it.
Don't you dare.
Cabbage, I'm getting on this number three train in 2 minutes, girl.
Let me ask y'all a question. Because I have a problem. People say that I judge wrong, and I just feel that I judge correctly. Okay. How do you judge? What do you look for when you judge sex sirens?
I go into fantasy mode.
Right.
I don't go into fantasy. I go about the appeal. I go about what is presented to me. Is it something that it might not necessarily make me excited, but is it something that's going to make someone stand up? Is it a tension grabber? It doesn't necessarily mean that you're naked, because you can be sexy with a whole lot of clothes on.
Exactly.
Yeah. See,
exactly.
With me,
if you fully clothed and naked, you get you sexy. No shame.
Yeah,
right.
with me, I get into their face. That's the first thing I look at
It's some ugly sex
eyes. Some ugly sex eyes. I mean, there's some sexy boys that are not, aesthetically pleasing in the face.
Yeah,
nothing.
But I'm just saying,
y'all not
sex
getting
sex
it. Y'all didn't catch it. Y'all didn't catch it, what Naomi was saying. When she said get into their face, there are some people that can... And there are some people that have soul sex siren that I never even looked at their body because their facial expression was exuding sexy.
Yeah, but sometimes you can look at them and they say
no, I look at the whole thing, actually.
That's what I'm saying. Some people, you can get into their face first. They can sell it to you with their eyes and everything.
I mean, yeah, of course, but I get into the face first, and then I look at everything else, you know, afterwards.
No shade. You don't even have to have body because they have a category for that.
But
you
know what, though, being that you asked the question, Cambridge,
what do you
look for, mother, in when you judging it?
Sex siren means that he's selling sex.
There you go.
Exactly. With a plastic bag on, you can sell sex fully dressed. You can sell sex
yes.
naked. You can sell sex with ribbons on. It's
yes.
sex.
Assess.
It's what is, and when you look at him and he makes you visualize some kind of sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree. Exactly.
Now, Enrique, how do you judge body? What do you look for when somebody's walking body?
They have to have, well, it depends on what body. Are you, like, muscular body? They have everything in place. Like, they have to have biceps, triceps, pecs, all of that, abs. Everything has to, I have a foot fetish, so I even look at feet. If your feet is fucked up, then that's a wrap. But body
it's
to me is from
body.
Head to toe. Exactly. Head to toe. So I look for all of that. If I'm looking for model's body, there's a slender body that's toned. That's what I'm looking for. You have to be toned. And that's
right.
what I look for body. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But you also can't just be big, you can't also just be toned at the top. I can't, cause I would chop a prison body in a heartbeat.
No, that's what I'm saying. You have to
have legs,
chop
you
have to be the whole thing.
No,
you gotta definitely have a bottom
yeah.
head. Doesn't matter
uh-huh.
from top to top.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's the whole body from head to toe. It has everything has to be balanced.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everything has to be balanced.
Well, J-Rock.
Yes.
I think that if you have a plan and that's what you want to do with it, you go right ahead and you do it.
Oh,
absolutely.
Definitely. I'm going to tell y'all just
do
like this. I'm going to tell y'all just like this. It's no shade to nobody, no pioneers, no icons or nothing. But every time I support something, there's a reason I'm supporting it. Because I already know what I say and what I do is for the scene and for the kids, and they're going to enjoy themselves. You're going to have some shade, but it's going to be very minimal. Every ball I've ever supported, everybody get mad because there's no drama. But what about the kids had fun? They got their prizes. They want to come back. Why? Because I know the suggestions that's going to bring the people. But if you get the old school shady motherfuckers that want to just, you know, do the girlfriend thing and not take people off the panels, steal the kids' money, wait for the money at the door and all that kind of shit, you're going to keep having the same old thing. Now, you're getting this from a new person in the ball because I see what's going on outside looking in. So everybody talking about change, correction.
So J-Rock, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because this is new to you, how would you feel about having some old judges and then having spectators? Spectators that come to your balls all the time, spectators that don't walk, but they know what they're judging. How would that be on your panel?
Now, this is the thing, because a lot of people don't get mad at me. Why not have a fucking spectator judge your ball if you're going to go get a straight person? At least the spectator know what the fuck to look for. They come to balls. They spectate. That's what I'm saying. So if you're going to, and that's what I'm understanding about people. People are so fake. They'll say, let's get some straight judges. But they be like, oh, spectators can't judge. How the fuck a spectator can't judge when they know exactly what the category is calling for? They enjoy ballroom. So they would know how to judge. They don't have no girlfriends.
I'm sorry. I don't think that straight people should judge, nor do I think spectators should judge, because you're not going to judge me if you ain't been on this floor. If you ain't been on this floor and you ain't battled, who the fuck are you to sit there and pass judgment on me? You need to come out here, your motherfucker.
But that's the whole purpose of a ball, to be judged. So why not be judged?
No.
I mean, regardless
no.
of their
now, you don't know the pressure of being out
right.
here. You don't know how it feels. So how are you going to sit on this panel and pass judgment upon me upon something you've never done before yourself? Never.
But Jay said, that's what I was just about to say. I kind of agree with Vonna. Like, if you have never been out on that floor, do you know how it feels to hit that floor and these people are watching you in? For instance, it's just a coin, and it's on your head, and for these people to crush all your dreams. But this bitch, they ain't never walked a ball a day in her life. She just, like, how could you even get up here and tell me that I'm not bringing the category right in?
Because
you
there are people. Can I finish? They need to keep Simon Cowell.
They need to keep Brandy Jackson. They need to keep all these people off the panel because Randy Jackson ain't stood up in front of nobody in front.
But he's
Simon
in the
industry.
Well, actually, he's in the industry. Randy Jackson's
in
the industry.
Oh, wait a minute.
Randy Jackson ain't just spectator his whole life. Like, we gonna stop playing. That's a whole different kind of analogy. Randy Jackson has been on the scene. He has recorded in a studio. He does know what it's like
right.
to have a record deal.
Right.
We gonna stop playing.
So suppose you have a spectator that spectates ball, but in their real life, they work in a fashion industry. So they they're looking for.
No, then that means you know what clones to look for. You know what clones to look for. You know what,
You know what, Verna, I can respect what you're saying because you said no spectators and no straight people, so I can respect
one. Because y'all know what I'm going through. You don't know what it's like out here. So why am I going to trust you?
Wait a minute. Patricia Fields judges balls all the time, and she judges
that don't make me right. That don't make me right.
But she still fits.
But you know what?
What you said, that don't make it right.
When we have a ball in, like the free ball, for instance, where we give with the health department, like we'll have the mayor judge, or we'll have people from the different health department organizations that will sit and judge and stuff like that. And eight times out of ten, they hit the mark because they go for what it entertains them. You know what I'm saying? Once you explain to them what they need to look for, they'll look. Like, for realness, like somebody says, you know, you want to have no straight people real. Of course, they're going to pick the right girl. Because every time that I've sat on a panel or watched a panel that are always straight and watched them, they hit the mark.
I think it depends on what the category is calling for you to let those type of people judge.
I think that it's, I'm sorry, Alexis, for cutting you off. I think the only issue with that is that the spectator judge is not going to be biased, and that's the problem. Because the judge is not going to be biased, they're going to have an issue.
Right.
Spectators got girlfriends at the ball, too. Spectators hang out with bitches, and spectators grow up and sleep with girls and get high with girls, too.
So it's safe to say that they're in the industry, then?
No. It's safe to say you hang around the industry. That's what it is.
They're paying their money to come and see the balls. This is what they enjoy doing. I'm not a
child. The child, it ain't gonna change. The judges' panels is rigged and
however you do it, JR, just be honest. Over the 9 years, if people have always tried everything to change the panel to do this, to do it, it is still end up being the same thing.
I'm not going to say it's rigged.
I'm going to say I'm going to have to disagree with you, Alexis, because I have seen the panel that's different. And a lot of times the winds did go another way.
It's the people like Cabbage and RR that are different.
Right.
The panel is the fucking same. It's rigged.
But out of all those years...
Let me ask you a question. Is it rigged because your girlfriend or the girl that you're clapping for or the girl that you see is not winning?
No, it's rigged because the girls are getting shaded and it's obvious. It's rigged. I don't...
I don't see your girlfriend?
Wait a minute. This is the problem. Judges are there to voice their opinion. We cannot get mad because... Dee Dee Temperance, all them girls walk in. They didn't pick none of them. They picked this little girl over here. I mean, that's who she thought was in it. We can't
say. Is that really what she thought, Alexis?
That might be what I thought. How do you know what I thought? Are you living inside of my head? Don't see those girls.
I'm not saying that the girls don't see the girls or the girls do see the girls. But we have watched balls. We have watched the YouTube videos. You have watched blatantly shaded battles.
What we think is these are our girlfriends or these are the girls that we think broke down or these are the girls that are eating it. And because they are not winning at the time, then it automatically has to be shade. She cannot possibly think that this girl is voting better than her. She can't possibly think that this girl got face better more than her. She can't possibly think that those garments are flirting this girl's garments. She got to be blind. She can't see what I see. No, well, she doesn't. You're right. She don't see what you see because I got two different visions.
She does have a point, y'all. I can't argue.
So you don't. So you mean to say, Young Yang, you never been to a ball where you saw somebody get shaded and it was justified?
I'm not a person. I'm not a person who necessarily thinks of everything as shade. I think that girls have the girls will have opinions like assholes. If you thought that this what it was, missing, okay, girl, so be it. Because guess what? It's a friendly competition that I can't take home and I can't lay with. It's not gonna pay my rent, so I'm not gonna let it rent space in my head that way. Like no shade. I'll tell my kid. My kids have been shaded or what people are saying shaded. I'll tell them, look, listen, if you think this bitch got you, girl, come back and get her next time. All that cutting up and carrying this thing, what is it going to get you but looking a fool?
True. But that part
I'm going to some callers. I'm going to some callers. Because, honey, y'all don't sound mad.
We're not mad. We just voted
on this. I came and shook the tables. I like going.
Let me call the furniture company.
I got some people listening to the show, and they, like, really gagging, like, why is there so much anger on the show?
It's no anger.
404-454, you're on the air.
What's up, Alexis? What's up, Naima? This is Martez. Alexis, I got a question for you.
Hold on, Martez. Alexis and Naima are not the only people on the show.
Hey, Martez. What's up?
Yes, Martez.
All right, so we know we're talking about sex fire and all this and vocal performance. Now, tell me this. When you're judging realness with a twist, what do you look for? Because I know at certain balls, realness with a twist kids, they don't get judged on their realness. They just come out in Vogue. I think if you're going to come out in Vogue, why aren't they walking Vogue film? You know what, with a twist, shouldn't you be judged on your realness first and then come back out?
I agree.
But I know that when I'm on the panel, I do
hey,
look for
Alexis.
Realness first.
Hey, Alexis.
He asked Alexis.
Oh, okay.
Look at Enrique. Let me say this.
I'm muting everybody because y'all carrying. I'm muted.
Listen,
so everybody's getting muted.
Martez,
let me
say this. Being that most of my kids are twisters, I look for the realness first. There are some people who will not even get through for realness, but they still come back and twist. I don't think it's fair to the people who are practicing dual crafts, are practicing the part of being real and being a twister. So I think you should have to be real in order to. But then again, Martin, that goes to the back to the promoters, because some promoters don't require the twisters to get their tens for realness.
Twisters line up. I mean, how can a promoter say we're going to switch the whole category up? I mean, the category is realness with a twist.
Right.
So, no, I mean, why don't they just walk over to our performance of Vogue film and not call it realness with a twist? Because you're not real, you don't go out there and vote.
Once again, it goes to the promoter. I have been with people. I'm going to give you a prime example. I have heard people call, well, do we have to get our tens for realness now? I'd be like, kind of.
That's just like saying, you know, you don't have to get your chance to face, just come out there and battle the next bitch or, you know, battle the next dude.
Well, that goes back to what I always say. Everybody don't need to throw a function. Everybody doesn't need to have a ball. Just because you so-and-so, that don't give you the right to throw no fucking function.
Okay. Thank you, Martez. I put you on hold. Alexis, it's you. I'm putting you on mute. I'm going to the next caller. Everyone is muted but me. Y'all need to really calm down because y'all are really carrying tonight. It's so much anger and tension that is out there. And, like, my God, like, really calm down. It is not that serious. It's really a mess. And it's starting to get a little boring and draining. 202-696, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Marcus, y'all.
Hey, Marcus, who do you want?
Who do I want? I mean, I'm providing a general, I guess, comment/question. I've been listening to what you guys have been saying for the last few minutes, and I think that you guys kind of have a tendency to blame the promoters for the judges, but a lot of times judges are set in their own ways and they have their own preferences. So although we can tell a judge that this is what we're looking for, a judge is sometimes set in their ways to where that's just what appeals.
appeals to them. So if one night if you have, I'll give you an example. There was a girl who was in a Escada who walked the runway, and she liked to do a lot of tricks. We had to teach her that when there's old school judges up there, you need to walk straight up and down, and that's how you're going to win. And if you have new school judges up there, you know, you can do all those extra antics, and you're going to have to, and if there's a balance between the two, you're going to have to learn how to give the best mixture. And once she learned to do that, she saw herself started winning a lot more because you're catering to what the judges want to see. If you are voguing and you see a lot of old school judges up there, they don't want to see you spinning into a dip the whole time. But if you have newer school judges up there, that might be what they might not feel as though you're turning it unless the crowd is saying ow. And, you know, realizing that that balance is what's going to help people win the most. That's all I had to say.
Okay, Marcus, while I got you on the line, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions based on tonight's topic. What do you feel about straight people judging?
I'm okay with straight people judging because we do have some straight people in the ballroom that are legends. That are straight, so I don't have a problem with that. As I think to be able to judge a ball, I think you should know what the category actually means, so I'd be okay with that.
Okay, and what do you feel about spectators judging?
I'm okay with spectators judging as long as they're proficient in knowing what the categories, how the categories are defined and how what they should be looking for. I wouldn't have a problem with that either.
Okay, and if you have any questions for any of the panelists and I can bring them on?
Alexis, I do have a question for Alexis.
Okay. Alexis, you're on.
My lucky night. Yes, Marcus. Hi, darling.
Hi. Well, I have a question about the statement that you made to Martez. You stated that you feel as though realness should be scored first before it's with a twist, but I've noticed in a lot of balls that 9 times out of 10, no one really gets chopped for twists unless it's a new person coming out for the first time and maybe their realness is questioned. So what's the point of wasting time and making those twisters buy two effects? Usually that's what it's calling for when no one's going to get chopped anyway because, you know, we're just girlfriending their tens anyway.
Well, I mean, I have seen some people not get their tens for realness, Marcus. You
yeah.
have the flyer usually says, get your tens in your regular realness category.
Which requires two effects.
Well, if you walk in a dual category, so why not?
It's really not a dual category, though. Realness with a twist is still one category. It's not realness and twist. It's like if you're looking at the inception of the category, it was to see who was going to make you gag the most. So
okay.
When people judge the category, realness with a twist, and they're picking the person who vogues the best, that's not the category. The category was originally supposed to be, okay, this person is real, and now you're gagging that they're fagging out.
Okay, hold on, Marcus. Jasmine, can you bring Cabbage on for me?
Sure. Cabbage, you're on.
TT, let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
you heard what Marcus just said. So when the category originally started, did they have to walk realness? Or
okay. Now, here's where everybody gets it mixed up.
Okay.
It's something called realness with a twist.
Uh-huh.
And twist.
Okay.
Okay, now, realness with a twist, you should be judged for your realness.
All right.
And then come out for
your twist.
The twist.
Okay.
The twist could be runway. The twist could be you come out in a pink outfit, jump all around.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you have to vote.
Right.
But because of ballroom,
mm-hmm.
they consisted on making it a performance thing.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's all I want to know.
Thank you, Marcus. I really appreciate it.
No, hold on, Jasmine, before you put us back on hold. I don't think, and I'm just speaking because we can't talk to each other, I don't think there's a lot of animosity. I think people just talk with aggression.
Yeah, but that aggression is kind of like, you know, a little... Let me tell you something about the show.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little heads up about the show that y'all may not be aware of. There is a lot of people that listen to this show
and a lot of straight people that listen to the show, a lot of people that do not even know too much about ballroom, they have never been to balls, a lot of people that know about balls based on YouTube and on Facebook because they just see so many of the posts. So you have so many people that were that are so interested in it. But then with all the, you know, back and forth things that I don't agree with, it's really scary. I mean, all the messages that come through, why are they like that towards each other?
But
oh, my God, I would be afraid to go to a ball. And it's really, really sad.
But, Jasmine, in reality, that's a ball.
And
like,
in
let's just be honest.
That's a ball, but it shouldn't be like that.
Right, but I mean, in all honesty, you have people arguing back and forth. You have people talking about each other. You have people, oh, she over there in the corner, oh, Miss Thing is over there trying it. It's like people need to learn that the world is not a rainbow sherbet with Snickers and Reese's Pieces ice cream cups paved the road. It's not like that. The world is rough.
The world is rough, but I will say this. If we had a ball, let's just say J-Rock. I'm using J-Rock as an example.
Uh-huh.
J-Rock does give this ball. He has a ball, and there's no arguing, no fussing. There's a nice, clean panel. People walk away. People hug when they lose, and they go away with pride, and all the rest of that stuff. Are we going to read that ball on Monday because nothing happened? Or are we going to say it was a very successful ball?
It was going to be a successful ball. I mean, who would read the ball? It was boring? Is that what they're going to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If that's what we're saying, that all, you know, this is what ballroom is based on, and this is what's happening at all the events.
Well, the only way I would read or say a ball was boring if the category, I mean, the ball being boring and a successful event is two different things. Because boring to me is like none of the categories were hot. I mean, he gave out all his money. If you notice, people are going to say what happened. The ball was a successful function, but it was boring as hell. The categories was very blah. And this, I mean, it's the truth. But it was a successful function. You can't take that away from it. It was a successful function, but the categories was very blah. Nobody really bought it. And he gave away his money for nothing. But it was a successful function. Shouts out to J-Rob. You can't get mad. That's that person's opinion.
Yeah, you really can't. It is their person's opinion. But, I mean, you know. With everything that happens on Mondays, with everything that happens on Tuesdays, I want us to have fun. I want us to talk, but not be so angry and not be so, you know, there's just like a lot of, it's just funny. Yes, 5 minutes. If you guys are listening from the phone line, please call. I mean, I'm sorry, from the computers, please call in. If you guys have phones, about five phones. I'm getting all these messages. You guys got about 5 minutes. Before we go into record mode, Marcus, you're back.
Okay. Jasmine, I have a comment about the anger issue with, maybe the cast talking and things like that. I think what happens is that I consider you got the Tuesday night and Wednesday night cast The View. I say that because everyone's coming from different perspectives, and those perspectives are sometimes hard to accept because some people may not be as active as others, you know, in the scene per se. So it's really hard for even some of us to sit here and listen to the people say what they say when they're coming from a point of where if you haven't done it, it's really hard to you know what I mean, to be judged on it. You know, a perfect example, Jasmine, when you're defending yourself or one of your events, the first thing you'll say is, well, some of you motherfuckers haven't even had a ball, so you really don't know what it's really like. Or to have a crowded ball, you don't really know. So when, like, the things happen at Coldest Winter Ever or things that happen at, like, Agoween, some of know how you feel, and then there's some that just don't. And I think it comes down to that. So when everybody speaks, everyone wants to speak with some type of, what's the word?
like they want to be respected for what they're saying. And I think that if everyone just understood that it's just everybody's opinion, it really doesn't matter whether you're I've gotten great suggestions for, like, events that I'm hosting by stars, statements, legends, icons, and spectators. And if we start respecting everyone's opinion, regardless of their status, because you being an icon doesn't make you right, or you being a statement don't make you wrong either. But we've kind of placed in hierarchy on people's opinions. And I honestly believe if the ballroom was, like, if these older school people really had all of these good intentions for the ballroom to be better, then why is it at the point where it is now?
Marcus, at one point, I think some old school leaders and even the new school leaders, somebody, they all need to sit down together, and some they need to find a point. That was just my suggestion. That was just a suggestion that I threw out a few months ago, and it sounded like people was trying to grab hold of the concept, but it never came to pass, so I stopped. But I just feel like people need to, like, we all want to be a part of ballroom, but nobody really wants to listen, and nobody really wants to take the blame for what we have done to fuck it up, and it's just like, child, we're going to sweep it all under the rug, and we're just going to keep on going. That's how I think people are looking at it.
I think that's true, Alexis, but I think the older school people still have a mentality of, you guys, I mean, if you guys, out of respect, I do understand, like, when someone's an expert in it or something, they've dedicated 15, 20, 25 years
right.
to it, they do know the ideas. But I really
right.
believe, like, it's kind of like an Obama-type situation. There is a younger person out there that could come in and kind of
right.
unify the ballroom scene, who's really a they're respected among the older people, but
right.
they're also respecting the newer generation that can kind of bridge the gap. But I don't think that person's had the opportunity to really emerge and actually be respected. Because there are a lot of people that are very well known for their craft, for what they've done in the scene, but they don't really identify yet with the younger generation or new generation. They're kind of like, and it's just not,
well,
we haven't found that Obama-like type person.
I think that is one of the biggest problems, though. That is definitely one of the biggest problems. I've seen it happen. You know, like, the first thing that comes out of some of these, you know, older people's mouths is, well, who were they to be able to sit next to me? And, you know, they just can't sit next to me. And that's where the problem lies, because, you know, just because you have done this for so long, don't knock the next bitch who is just automatically coming right behind you.
Well, just because you've been doing it
right behind you, but their passion
right.
is there.
But
they may
Jasmine,
have more passion.
But Jasmine, just because you've been doing it for so long, that don't mean you know what the fuck you're doing.
Exactly.
I'm gonna use me for an example.
We said there are no venues in New York City, but the Kiki scene finds a venue once a month, and they can hold 600 or 700 people. Now, I don't care how they're getting them, whether they're going through an agency. I don't
but
believe
they're
all
them.
Going through it, but they're still getting them. So,
well,
like, if these younger people,
hold on, Marcus. It also has a lot to do with the time.
But that being said, Alexis, those kids are showing up into those balls at the right time.
Right.
Well,
if 600 and 700 people can show up between 4 o'clock and 10 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon, and in the state of ballroom it is now, do you not think that even, and that's just New York City, that's not really many people coming from out of town to come to Tiki balls. Do you not
exactly.
think the regular ballroom scene can come together and actually do it?
Marcus, if you tell them the ball started at 10 o'clock and they don't get in there till 12, you show me what. Like, I just, older people, you have to realize a lot of the younger kids don't have a lot to do. I'm not going to even get on that subject, because I just had this conversation with somebody today about getting a venue here. I will say this. In my orientation this past week, I spoke to a guy who is, they have a new grant in the city of New York. In the state of New York, dealing with the ballroom scene, and where they have to give out this money to do certain things. But as the guy said, dealing with the mainstream is so different from dealing with the Kiki scene, because the mainstream hours, and this came from the guy who just got the grant himself. as far as getting a venue is so difficult because people have don't want to come to a function during the daytime. They don't, you understand what I'm saying? So it's a lot of difference.
Hold on. I don't think that's the case. I think people will come to a ball for late time. Ballroom just doesn't want to change and have a ball during the time. Nobody will take remember, every ball in Atlanta was on.
Hold on a second. I agree with you, Marcus, because if we remember, POCC balls used to start early as well, and people be lined up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon for that.
But they already have a venue, right?
Yeah,
they have a
venue,
it just has to be.
Right. Because, you know, remember
when I started.
Hold on. Listen, it'd be a fab venue, right?
Not necessarily.
Because remember, when balls first started out, balls started at 6 in the morning.
What I'm saying is when you're dealing with things like POCC, that's a I don't know the logistics of
you mean they have sponsored money, but that don't mean they have unlimited budget.
A lot of promoters, y'all, please don't make me put like, come on, y'all, let's be honest with ourselves. These people don't want to pay for these venues.
That's the point.
Let's be for real. They don't want to pay for what they can.
What Marcus is saying is. What people are saying is there's no place to find a venue in New York. That is not true.
They just don't want to pay for the venue.
They don't want to pay for it.
Okay.
No. They want something for nothing. We're back. We're stuck in 1990 or 2000 when we thought places of $1,000. There's not even a place $1,000 in North Carolina anymore. We used to be able to get places for less than $1,000. It just doesn't happen anymore.
Once again,
we have to be open to change. Remember, in Atlanta, ball that I have ever been to was on a Sunday. Now Atlanta has learned the concept of having Saturday balls. Does that help them? Sometimes it does. What time do those balls start, though?
That's the question, because their balls start early in the morning.
Sometimes it starts after the club, but they realize that so many people were saying, you know, craft is not as alive as it used to be. Girls got to get up and go to work on Mondays now. So don't nobody want to be going to no ball starting at 6 o'clock in the morning because even not just Labor Day and MLK, I mean, every ball in Atlanta used to be on Sunday. If it was just whoever, Joe Blow having a ball on Mother's Day, it was on Sunday.
Most balls are on Sunday in Atlanta, Marcus. Just here recently that they started even looking at having a ball on Saturday.
Because they're realizing that people, so they have to be, adapting to change, per se.
I think what happens is
in New York, we're going to have to start going with maybe having the ball Sunday morning starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Who would turn away renting out their venue at 9 o'clock in the morning and you being out there by 6 o'clock in the afternoon and you're going to pay them the reasonable fare for their place?
Can I be honest? A girl of my caliber in my situation, I don't want to be out coming out the club at 6 o'clock in the afternoon in broad daylight. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm in the club a full. I don't even want to come out my house in the daytime, let alone be out at a function around a bunch of $5.
But then you would have to change that then. No,
I'm not going to change that, Enrique. I'm just not going to come to the function.
But some people want to go to the mall.
I'm just cutting this fool, y'all. Go ahead.
Right, but I just say, back to the Kiki ball scene, Marcus has it absolutely right. Those kids, we're going to say it again, the younger set. Let's put that in because that's the most biggest part. The younger set are going to balls at 4 o'clock p.m. and having fun and completing their balls.
They're getting a better. I don't believe these venue owners are seeing 600 and 700 people there and still giving these organizations the rent, a low rent. They're still charging the market value. They're just finding the value in it.
I think that we as the older set need to take something from that. And maybe, like Marcus said, you might gag one or two times. But once people get used to it, they'll see a change.
Well, I'm going to say this. Right now, like I said, with the new grant that's just been passed about 2 weeks ago, they have so much to give out, right? So you can go get a venue that's $5,000 because this place is going to give you X amount of dollars to pay for whatever you need for your function. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why a lot of the Kiki functions are able to get these venues.
You know what I'm saying? We know the venue. We're talking about the time frame, Alexis.
Right.
The time frame is the biggest thing.
The money. No, no, it's not the time frame. It's the money, Enrique.
I think,
Alexis, I'm going
to
tell you this.
You can't
I think
to have a
it's a way that
a nice
you talk to venues.
Well, baby, it's a lot
a way
of
that you talk to people.
It's a lot of,
when
it's
you
a
go
lot of
in,
people. There's a lot of people, sorry Marcus, there's a lot of people that shouldn't have functions. Now, we just going to be 100% honest. There's a lot of bitches that don't have two pennies to rub together to cause friction.
And they shouldn't be having no function.
But I bet you they put you put their name on the ball, bitches and hoes going to flock to it just because it's them.
And then they need to partner up with somebody.
I know hoes who don't have lights in their motherfucking house so much. But, bitch, they throwing motherfucking balls, and queens going to run to their motherfucking function. I know bitches who rent behind 4 or 5 months, but they still throwing motherfucking functions, and we all go to their balls. Now, bitch, let's not sugarcoat this shit, and let's keep it real.
But, Alexis, that's the problem. You cannot rely.
Marcus?
I can't believe you put them two people out there like that.
Marcus got disconnected.
Oh, you got disconnected?
Yeah. Naima?
Yes.
Vonnegish.
Are you sad? What'd you say, Alexis?
Girl, I'm not going to do this with you, girl. You've been striking my nerves all day, girl.
I have a question.
Well, I think
he's
right,
I have a question for y'all.
Go ahead,
I haven't seen these, and I haven't seen them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was thinking about, one time I was thinking about throwing the ball in Dallas during Pride because every Sunday they have, like, either go to Boxman Lake or either go to the park, and it's nothing to rent out a park. I'm trying to be, like, $100 for 4 hours, so you can get it for 8 hours. For, and my thing is, I remember seeing balls in the park on YouTube during the broad daylight. Why they don't do them no more?
That's a good question because people care about
question.
Alexis. People care to that ball. I know. I got on the train 6 o'clock
let
in the morning
me,
to go
let
to
me
that ball.
Let me put this out there. I have been saying, for since I came home from jail, I'm going to get me a venue. I'm going to get the necessary paperwork and all the everything that I need, and I'm going to rent it out. People are so stupid. Let me and I say it stupid. If you would invest your money the right way. If you think about all the money that you have went through, why not just get a venue yourself and rent it out to have functions?
Because that would take or a lot of people had to vest people. That would it's that you're absolutely right, it's smart, but then you have to get into the people or yourself that want to get into that because a lot of people who do that would have investors and then you have to get people if you're speaking ballroom, then there's a lot of backstabbing stuff. But not to say it can't happen, because if you get key people to do it, I'm sure it can happen.
If we as a community, people, I'm not going to say as a community because you can't trust these faggots for all you can see them, but we need to, like, learn how to think around the outside of the box. Like, I would rather have my own facility where we can have a function here in New York.
Right. I mean, yeah, that makes
sense.
I'm just throwing it out there. You can say what you want, Jasmine. I'm going to have my building, and I'll rent it out to everybody.
Let me tell you something about this. And y'all need to understand from a business level, having a building and, you know, because I've looked into it. I've definitely looked into it. Having a building and the insurance and the fire hazard, all the insurances that are needed, and the fire hazard, and the codes, and all the county codes, and city codes, and state codes, and all that stuff. Somebody could come along and just completely cost you an arm, a leg, and a heart based on the actions, especially that these queens be pulling at these venues. And a lot of people are not going to want to take that responsibility among themselves. It is really something that it's just really sad. Until we can gather together as a whole and know how to go to these venues and not fuck them up and not cause the problems that we cause, then it would be right to do that. We've talked about this numerous times. We talked about
somebody getting together and building runways and having our own runway and renting it out, you know, to ourselves. You know, having it in storage in New York somewhere and renting them out ourselves. Who wants to continue to pay $1,000 or $1,500 for a runway and a stage when we can, you know, have one ourselves, buy one, and then we always have it, you know, but there's just, people just don't know how to take care of stuff. And that's where the problems lie. If we stop going to these venues acting like monkeys and animals, then maybe things will change.
Right. And to go back to J-Rock's question, I mean, it can happen, J-Rock, and Justin says, because I know for Baltimore, like, we have a free ball during the summertime for our pride. And, like, we actually have it, like, where they actually have the pride. It's just up the street a little bit, tucked away. But a lot of people come out for that. Even people from the States will come to that ball. So it can happen. You know, you just have to put the word out there. And the good thing about having a ball like that is you get a lot of people who are not familiar with balls that will come and spectate. And you will even have
mm-hmm.
some that will generally walk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a pride thing. So, yeah, definitely try that because we had success with it. I know Chicago... I don't know about Chicago, but I know
Detroit's
done that.
I would say, yeah, but here in Detroit, yeah. We have it every year at
right,
our
and
park.
They're successful as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very successful. It's been successful since I've been going to anything, and that's been since '99.
Right. Yeah. So it can happen, and I think that I'll have a big success rate for that. Absolutely. So I would definitely try that.
That's why I'm glad I'm from Texas, because when I get finished doing what I'm doing, I'm already looking into it. I'm buying me a big house on a ranch, private ranch, on my own land, which means that whatever happens behind those gates stays behind those gates. So I don't have no codes or nothing.
And you're going to have the girls over there kicking in the function on your land.
Hey, shit. Ain't nobody coming
there.
I
would dare.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Just know you're on private property, and it'll be a lot of land, so I'm going to have to bury some holes if they try it.
I don't want y'all knowing where I stay at, so bitch, y'all hoes can't keep going around.
You weren't there, remember. Like
your
I said,
privacy
like
is now
right.
Let's get back to what you can do now. Just try to orchestrate that ball, because I think that would be successful.
I was just playing, okay? Damn.
Yeah.
Who the fuck going to let
Misha, you had something to say?
I don't forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
I don't got to sip it over here.
Well, you forgot in 2 minutes, you forgot.
Well, no, it was like a while ago. I was trying to say something. I'm like, am I muted? Am I
Damn.
On the air?
Yeah, everybody needed a little time out.
I know, I forgot. Get my other phone wrong.
Jasmine, it's Marcus. Were you guys talking about, like, J-Rock doing something with Splash?
Is that you talking about, J-Rock?
No. I was just saying as in an idea of doing something like for one of our prides, like either Dallas or Houston. Like, I've seen them do the things in the park, and I know in Dallas around October, like on that Sunday, a lot of people go to Bachman Lake. And they'll have a J-Set competition or something like that. But I was like, you know, I've seen it's been successful before. Why not have a ball at the park since everybody there anyway?
Where, at the park?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, at the lake or at the park, you know. Because it's a big open area. It's a big open area. It already if you can have a J-Set competition where all these J-Set teams come out here at this park, they got the DJ, they got everything. Why not? Why you just can't have a ball in the park? I mean, I've seen it, and it seemed like it was a lot of people at those balls in the park. The one where, especially the one where Pony and, well, Where Deshaun did Mama Said Knock You Out. Look at all them people. It looked like they was having fun.
You talking about
the one Mark had walked, right?
That's the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looked like they had fun.
Mark, you did walk that ball, correct?
It was hot as hell, but...
Yeah, but it was fun, though, because I was at that ball. I had a ball. It was good.
All right, we're going to take this to the left real quick. Naima.
Yes.
Give me your conspiracy theory of the week.
I'm not here.
Well, I listen, I told y'all... that me and Naima was going to do something on Thursday.
Okay,
and
I
it is now
today
Thursday. So, come on, Naima.
Well, did anyone get into American Idol tonight?
I did not,
but I did watch it last week, and I felt I love that black girl. She was my gag.
Well, I'm not talking about the singers. The judge tonight. What's the child name? The white judge.
Which one?
I think he's a country singer or something, or rock star.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be brief. But if anyone got into his shirt tonight, if anyone who watched it tonight, if y'all got into his shirt, let me ask you this first before I tell you what it is. Did anybody get into his T-shirt that he had on all night tonight?
No,
nobody,
I
didn't see
it. We said
it.
We haven't watched it.
Huh?
We said we haven't watched
nobody
it.
Okay, everybody's talking at one time, so I'm not.
No.
Nobody saw it.
Okay, nobody saw it. Okay. Well, when you see the shirt, when some people who don't know what to look for, they'll be like, oh, okay, it was just a bird. Or they may say it was a phoenix bird or something like that or whatever. But actually, it wasn't. It was actually the Baphomet go-head with the hand symbol that he makes on his shirt. You got to get into it. If you know about
the
name.
It was a who?
The Baphomet goat.
Okay. What is
the
that? I've heard of that before.
The horn, it's the horns of the goat upside down, but it was
right.
Disguised as wings with his hand gestures that he uses. The Baphomet is a satanic religion.
Right. Okay.
So next time,
wow.
If y'all happen to recap it over the weekend.
So, well, here's my thing, because actually, you think that because of the shirt that he's supporting satanic?
He's letting other people know through subliminal messaging that he's a part of that secret society, yes.
Okay, let me say this then.
Okay, because see, here's my thing that I have with that. Because I have this over leather coat that I had got from Macy's. It's actually Mugler. And I was a mood I got a couple years ago. I've only worn the coat like one time. Because on the back of the coat, it has an Illuminati patch on it. I don't believe in none of that stuff. So, you know, I just felt the coat and the look and the way the coat fitted.
Right.
And I even asked y'all. I was like, Uncle, like, well, you know, like, what do you think? He was like, well, you know, you can take it. And he was like, why don't you just don't get some, like, blood or red, like, some red paint or something. Go to, like, a shop and get them to take the red paint across it. And let it, like, drip down kind of artistically. And this guy actually said he can do it. So I'll probably eventually get it done. But when I did wear the coat, you know, everyone was like, ooh, that coat. You know, everyone kind of was, like, going in and out. Mind you, I wore the coat to concert, which was actually a gospel concert. But again, I don't believe in all that, so it didn't matter to me. It was just a coat. It went with my look. And I thought I was cute and I was sitting. So I was kind of at the end, you know, had to actually got into a debate with a few people because it was like, ooh, they first thing they said though when I walked in was, ooh, that coat is nice. I like that leather coat because it's not your average leather coat. It's like kind of like a blazer type coat,
mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like has like that vintage look to it. So, you know, everyone went in for the coat, but then when I turn around, you see this patch that says Illuminati on the back. Now all of a sudden everyone has something to say. And they would look at this, but to me it was just a coat. So I say that because to him that may have just been a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, with some people, they don't, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, really what to look for. And a lot of people and don't care, you know, when stuff is like plainly right there in their face, you know. And if, you know, some people would be like, well, we told you, or it was right there. You just refuse to acknowledge it. You just refuse to see it. So, I mean.
Let me say this.
Being a celebrity, a stylist might have picked the shirt, and he didn't even know
right.
What the hell he was getting ready to put on.
See, that's what I was about to say. We don't. People,
it could be. Could mean. Could be not.
People sometimes. This is just my theory with these. What as Jasmine said, theories. People sometimes read into things more than what it really is. We create these theories. and believe it or not. A lot of times a theory is just basically somebody else's thought, because you see this person with the whatever on, and because you think is, oh, they representing so and so and so. Like, for instance, for a long time, do you know if certain people wore red, they said, oh, she died with the Crips. She died with the Blood. No, she just got on red today. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think people just sometimes read too far into certain things, and it creates more of a problem versus it being, you understand, a coincidence. Because just like you said, he's letting you know that he worships that religion. Well, that may not be necessarily true, but that's just your theory. And because you said it tonight on the radio, everybody starts to look at him differently. Oh, and I'm just using this as an example. Somebody might take it as far as to either hit him up or start something else blasphemous about him, all because he heard you say, oh, he's letting you know he practices this religion. So I think, to me, with these theories, that's why I don't get into them, it can become a more of just, it becomes more of a bad situation with certain things than it does good, for the most part.
All I'm
but
saying
is
go ahead, honey, because, you know, because next thing you know, the girls will be like, oh, girl, they start to, with the sound effects in the background. Go ahead, Jasmine.
I had this conversation with somebody earlier, and this is just my opinion on it. This is just, you know, what I'm going to say about it, and then we can change it up because it is getting kind of late. I'll let you say what you got to say, name, though. I had this opinion about, you know, this whole thing about the Illuminati. We keep hearing about this over and over and over again with the celebrities and so forth and so on. My personal opinion about it is this. I don't care. Who cares? If they practice it, if they believe in it, if they're following it, oh, well, what can we do about it? There's really nothing that we can do personally about it. If we know that they're doing it or whatever, just don't support their music or anything like that. At the end of the evening, I do have a very strong belief in God. And
right.
I know at the end of the evening, God will prevail. And these people who are shining and believing in all this and reaping the benefits of, you know, the rewards and the fame and the fortune right now, I know in the afterlife they are going to be punished for whatever they're doing now. And well, in the afterlife, everything is eternal. This is temporary. So let them temporarily have fun, because at the end of the evening and the eternal life, that is going to be permanent. It's not going to last for them. So who cares? I really don't even care about it. If I know that these people are doing it, I just won't fucking support them or whatever. I don't support them half now. And I'm not saying this in a shady way, Nathan, because you and I know about, you and I talk about this all the time. But if that man is practicing it or whatever, we don't even know his name. So he's really not even important, because we can't even say who he really is. My conversation with somebody this morning was based on, you know, the Beyonce concert, and the Super Bowl, and how they were sitting there saying she was throwing up all these hand symbols, and the audience was throwing it up, so forth and so on, da 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 da. Personally, I think a lot of people are just jumping on the bandwagon, something to talk about, and, you know, just make them, you know, more popular and stuff, and to cause scandals and everything, to make it more hot or whatever. I personally don't know. I personally don't care. One thing that people got to me today, a topic that someone got me with today, was how Korea is sitting there talking about these bombs today and making videos of these bombs hitting New York and how New York is going to burn and stuff. Now, we got to remember, the Korean War with us has never really truly ended. That's what they're over there thinking and believing and posting on their little government websites and stuff. That's something that we really need to think about, because it's happened before. And that's just something a little scarier than, you know.
Jazz, I was going to touch on that, but they started talking about Illuminati and all this stuff. I was going to say, well, y'all worried about the shit that y'all really can't, you know, verify or that y'all think is true. Y'all need to be worried about that little short man with the spiky hair and the glasses in North Korea, because the shit is real. Now, this is what's going on. This is what's going on right now, though. They're really trying it with the United States.
But
oh, yeah.
The thing. It's not coming towards, it's not, it may not come towards New York. It may not come towards Washington, D.C. Who knows where they're going to send the missile, but they got to get it past the United States military forces, which they're not going to do. Because if we see that missile in the air, we're going to shoot it down, and there ain't no more rules. Now you're trying to, you know, do like a 9/11 all over again, just killing innocent people, so we're just going to take you out. But those people don't care. This is real-life people. They don't care. They will die for what they believe in, just like some Muslims. I'm not going to say all Muslims. Some of them feel like they're going to die. They can blow their... We're going to put a bomb on ourselves, and we're going to go blow ourselves up for in the name of Allah and go to heaven and have seven virgins. Okay. You really believe that? So that's the stuff you got to be scared of, these motherfuckers that is aiming missiles towards the United States of America and don't give a damn if we kill them because... y'all gonna gag?
And one thing, and then I want to change it up a little bit because I don't know when the show's gonna hang up on us. Because you know sometimes she acts funny at this time. But one thing, Naima, if you get a chance, you know, you and I always talk about TV shows. Jay Rock, you may want to watch this TV show too. There's a new show that comes on that is called The American, and I watched it last week for the first time. It was the first episode. And that show really had me a little mind-boggled. It's all about, you know, sleeper cells and people, you know, KGB agents living, you know, among us, you know, the all-American family living among us, doing the dirty work of the Russians and so forth and so on. And that just makes you think, like, you never know. Of course, we never know who our neighbors are. We never know who we sit down and, you know, we wave to when we're leaving for work or for school or whatever. And it just kind of really has me thinking a little bit of, like J-Rock said, these people that just believe in their religion and believe in their race, and they don't care, and they'll just turn around and hurt us and kill us for no reason. And that show is very, very interesting, if you get a chance to talk, you know, get a chance to see it.
Okay.
It's called The Americans. But now for the exclusive, bitch, what is going to happen tomorrow night on Scandal?
I think your Scandal girlfriends might have got over and hung up.
I don't watch Scandal. I wouldn't know.
I think Sally and Millie did it. I'm going back to my original theory. It's one of them. I would just say Millie, because Cyrus didn't do it.
Y'all really think what are y'all getting that Millie did it?
Well, if you go back to the original theory, remember when Millie was in the okay, let me say this. Cyrus didn't pay Becky to kill the president.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that would take us back to the original Happy Birthday, Mr. President, when Millie was in the limousine looking all paranoid when they were pulling up to the scene, when they was pulling up to the party.
Like I said, she knew something. Mm-hmm.
Like I said from the beginning. Jason had Fitz shot because he couldn't stand the fact that me and Fitz was having, and he wants to be with me, and she's just a pregnant, miserable little girl.
What? And I was wondering how they just missed her ass and she's standing right next to the president.
Exactly. You shot Greta
Kagan. Yeah, and I said that when she was in that car, she really was like, no, we should pay it. We should go down. And all that stuff. You're right.
Becky shot Greta Kagan. She shot Hal. And she shot Fitz. Millie had something to do with it. I go back to my original theory.
Are we really going to find that out tomorrow? Is that what the preview is?
I don't know.
Tomorrow's supposed to be the last episode of the season.
Is it?
Is it?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what the when I was watching it over at Alexis' house and the commercials were showing.
They just said the game changer. I don't know if they said the last.
I mean, for this season, for the winter season.
Oh, is it the season finale?
It can be. We just started.
It had like 18 episodes in the first and the second season, I think.
Well, we up to about. We up there. Because remember, right? Happy Birthday, Mr. President was like episode
11.
No, we only on like 9 or 10, right? What? Which one was blown away?
That was like...
That's not the last one. We have up until February 21st. We have one tomorrow, then we have one the 14th, and one the 21st. Oh, that's more than a week. Because they don't care. Yeah, two more after this one. It's two more. Yeah, it's going to be a total. It looks like it's going to be 22 episodes. So tomorrow we have one, and then the 14th and the 21st.
Oh, that's North Carolina Awards weekend. We'll have a lot to talk about that week.
Marcus?
Yes?
I might not be there.
You may not be there?
No.
Well, there goes the five.
Let me say this, and I'm going to say this on the radio. because I start work on Monday, me traveling is going to have to come to a standstill for a minute until I get back into the swing of things. Because if I go to come to North Carolina, that means I will have to leave right after the ball.
Or
unless I fly.
Or fly.
Right.
Which, you know, you can pick up a pound and fly back. You know, so it's cost conscious.
We'll see.
You're
not spending all the money for nothing.
A lot
but,
of preparation.
I mean, that's my only thing
for
right now.
You know, it's snow weekend.
Marcus,
but
all
I would
that
never stop
me.
A person who's working. That's a good reason to not be able to attend.
Yeah. That's the only reason I wouldn't come because, you know, I don't want to. My just starting at work and I don't know. She not worked that for me.
Well, I agree. I mean, yeah, definitely. Working is definitely important. But you could definitely make it by Saturday. You can make it back to New York by Monday. We do it all the time.
But yeah, I hope I can't wait to these next couple of episodes. I need to see this.
Yeah, what is everybody going to watch during when the scandal is over with? I'm letting Deception build up. Maybe I'll give her a chance when Scandal's done.
You know what, Jasmine, I'm not going to even try. Now, let me say this. Do you remember when we watched the pilot episode for Single Ladies?
Yeah, Single Ladies was sick.
I don't know what they're going to do for this new season. Last season, it was kind of okay. But that was a hot show when it first came out. I don't know if y'all followed it when it first came out. I was in love with that show. Me and Michi, we sat in my apartment and we watched that first pilot episode, the 2-hour episode. It was good. So that should be getting ready to come back on also.
But it's a little dry without Stacey Dash. That new girl is a little, she's not hitting it like Stacey.
Raquel?
Yeah. She's boring.
What do y'all think of Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, well, seeing as Manise is on his way to jail, they don't took Yanny's man off.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, Manise is on his way. He's on trial right now for molesting.
Well, him
for
man,
drugs and for
his
girlfriend's daughter, the one that he was still staying with while he was on the show with Yanny, supposedly. It's a lot of tea coming out.
Well, I heard him and Yanny got fired.
That what?
I heard him and Yanny got fired.
Yeah, him and Yanny did both just get fired.
So
it's
not the same after since Jim and Jim and Chrissy made the show.
Chrissy made the show.
Chrissy made the show. I guess once you get used to the original cast and they start bringing on these other people, you be like.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all another show that maybe y'all can get into. It's called Sister Wives with three or four preachers.
Who's breathing like that?
Somebody sleep. Who's asleep on the phone?
No shade, bitch. I fell asleep last night. I fell the fuck asleep.
No, somebody has knocked the fuck out.
What show you saying, Marcus?
It's
called Such the Wise.
Somebody breathe.
The preacher lady? The preacher?
The preacher one. It's the reality
yeah,
show,
the
yeah.
First, they're the first lady.
Oh, my mama do
Down in
Atlanta. She does Dominique's hair for the show. I couldn't look at it. It was boring to me.
I watched one episode. This thing was just really, really kind of broad-shouldered to me, making me kick.
Ooh, the one that worked, the bodybuilder?
The one that got the Jewish husband.
Yeah, she looked like a real dude.
She's making it easy for the drag to get
in. Yeah, I'm glad you said drags. Because that's what she looked like. Butch
what
queen.
Do y'all think about, do y'all watch Big Rich Atlanta?
Who?
Big Rich Atlanta. You know that Big Rich Texas? And they got Big Rich Atlanta, I think it's like.
Oh, no.
No.
I see.
What about the, did y'all see the show the other night with Tiny, Tamar, and Trina, and the other girl?
No.
The
kind
of
no.
Soft show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I heard about
mm-hmm.
it.
Why would they... I thought it would be funny.
Huh?
They canceled.
What you say, Marcus?
You remember the show about the guy, the rapper? He had 9 baby mamas.
Girl, if they would have bought that man on TV, I would have called and complained every day about that stupid ass show. Who cares about your 10, your 9 baby mothers and your 10 kids?
Somebody.
Just because you couldn't make it in the rap game.
They would have let
them. So I couldn't. I was so happy when they canceled that show.
That's supposed to be the richest. The rich people in Atlanta, we all know they're not the wealthiest. You know, that's just what we watch now.
Mm-mm. I'm good.
We're watching the Bushetto Girls of Atlanta.
Who are you talking about? The Housewives?
Right, if we watch Housewives of Atlanta, we'll watch anything.
I could have watched The Housewives. I could not watch Shorty L.O. from Bankhead with his 10 kids and 9 baby mamas. Talking about where he loved me. Girl, go sit down.
Kelly called me. They're talking about, I feel like a real housewife over here in California.
Who said that?
Kelly.
Girl, I almost said something.
I said something.
Is she Real Housewife or Real House Husband of Hollywood? Because you know they got a show out there called Real House Husband.
Oh, so you
Hollywood
said Kelly
husband.
Is the Real House, hey, Real House Husband?
Or is she? Or is she a Real House of Hollywood?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave my sister alone. Cut it out.
You said the House Husband Hog, honey.
Well, life in Cali.
Speaking of husbands in Hollywood, I see Kelly, get on the show, girl. So she wanted to
I think she's gone. She posted on Instagram. She already went out.
Oh, girl, because I'll stir it up for her. So where her husband at?
You know, it's more like 11:39 over there, so.
Oh, okay, Naima, what time? I want to see you in the morning.
Excuse me?
I'll be at your house early in the morning.
Feral.
Naima, did you catch up with American Artist
3
yet, or you still ain't watching?
No, remember I said I'm going to recap it over this weekend.
Okay.
The rest of the show's this weekend.
What are y'all catching up on?
American Horror
She's
Story.
Catching up on American Horror Story.
Oh, I'm trying to get into that. I'm also trying to start into RuPaul's Drag Race and go ahead and watch that.
Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race.
That sounds so great.
Really? I like
RuPaul's
Pokemon Truth, though, so I want to see what she gives.
This thing came out, I ain't going to say who, but she came out there crying this week talking about, I'm a transgender, and I never felt this way before. It
who
was,
said
it? It was some girl up there, honey, because she got to peel out of, she got to look like a drag queen and, you know, be a boy and then, you know, be a girl, so forth
well, girl,
and so on.
That's the art of drag.
And she wants to sit here and say she's not comfortable because I'm a transgender woman.
Okay, but then you don't need to be on RuPaul's drag.
You don't need to be on there. Like, really, you knew you were going to go for this title. If you won, your title was not going to be transgender woman, RuPaul, whatever. You were going to be known as a drag queen.
You know her.
She was signed up.
You know her, RuPaul, honey. I heard she liked to bump pocketbooks with the girls when they in drag sometimes, honey. See who got the most change.
What?
You don't think RuPaul was a top?
What?
Okay, y'all, it was nice talking to y'all. I'm about to hang up now because I'm not
going to get it. Did you say RuPaul is a top?
Well, damn it. I just know.
She came down for South Carolina Pride like 4 years ago, and I swear she had like the most. I would assume she was the top in that situation, the person she was with. Because, you know, she was performing outside in the park. Like on in the amphitheater, so they had her like a RV and child.
Well,
honey,
a lot of them transvestites are top. So what do you think?
Before the show hang up, happy birthday, Alexis.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yes, honey.
Happy birthday today, oh, happy birthday! You have the same birthday as my brother.
Happy birthday, Astitude Prague.
He said you had the same
birthday
as her brother. I don't know if that's shade.
No, she has the birthday. If she looks for my Facebook, it's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Alexis.
Alexis, what are you doing for your birthday?
Nothing.
Ooh, there's a lot of birthdays in the
Happy birthday, Astitute Prague.
Oh, my God. Girl, you opt-hug. Shut up, Miss Stone, girl. Girl, why you went to the village and go get me a snack like you usually do? Girl?
You better go get your snack and get your hand on the ball, honey, so you could be snowed in. Astitute Prague snowed in the house.
Naima, are you cooking a steak tomorrow?
No, I'm not cooking a steak pudding.
Well, I'm so glad that everyone tuned in, and hopefully we've finally ironed out all this stuff. I just hope that we can just, you know, move on from this, my God, and, you know, learn to coexist with each other.
Michi.
Yes, dog.
You know what song I want to hear you sing? Andre Crouch's Let the Church Say Amen.
I don't know that song.
You know it.
I don't know the words. I don't
know.
When did
you go to North Carolina?
Huh?
Can't make somebody know us, huh?
Wait a minute, J-Rod. Wait a minute.
Girl, just because you sing baritone, mistake everybody
knows. Wait, excuse
all
me. I'm talking your eight frogs, okay? Just because it's your birthday don't mean you can't get the shit slapped out you. I told you about being fresh with me.
I never had a bitch that slapped the shit out of you.
Well, honey, today's going to be your first day then.
Alexis, how old are you now?
21.
Ciao.
Sure. That's not what Facebook said.
I turned 34
no,
today.
I just spoke to the girls about this yesterday.
You need to
embrace your age.
No,
like
I was just playing Marcus.
Whenever.
Marcus, if anybody knows me, girl, I'm proud of my age. I'm 34.
That's right.
Do I love it? Embrace it.
You're older than me.
1979. Huh?
Look like she's 43.
What you said, Marcus?
Many bitches ain't gonna make it to 34.
Yeah. Oh. Now you remember the conversation me and my mama had.
You said what? Oh yeah, I remember.
Michi.
She was 43.
When do you get to North Carolina?
Sorry.
Have you purchased your plane ticket yet?
I'm actually flying into Atlanta on Friday night. Saturday, I have to sing at a Black History Praise and Worship concert. I'm one of their special guests. You should see the promotion floating around. And then that's at 5 o'clock. And if I have time and, you know, leisure, then I'm going to drive up.
First Saturday starts at 12. Your mother's not being honored till about 1:30, so you can definitely catch
that. I
kind of
figured
that.
I figured that, and it only takes me like 2.5 hours to drive from Atlanta to Charlotte.
What?
What?
It should take you three. I don't. Anything else is uncivilized.
Okay. How long? It only takes like 2.5 hours.
How long did you say, Marcus?
It should take about three and a half. If you're pushing it all the way, I just don't know how you could do that.
All you gotta do is hit 85 and then where you and then loop up to the 77.
Actually, the ball is right off of 85. You don't have to get on 77 times, dog. In regards to that post, when you get to Spartanburg, Greenville, I encourage you to slow down unless you want to be spending the night in Spartanburg in Greenville.
I have what is called a valid DL driver's license.
They don't care about that. They will lock you up if you're going 15 over. It's called reckless driving.
First of all, I'm not gonna do 120 to get to the ball. That's what I'm not gonna do. No,
sweetie. The speed limit in the Carolinas is 70. So when you get on that 70, if you're going,
I can do about 90, and I'll be good.
Oh, that's reckless driving, sweetie.
I've got a ticket for 90 before.
Well, I need to make sure I find a hotel that's away from the host hotel.
You're trying to find a hotel that's, Jasmine. I'll let you know about the VIP hotel that we reserve for the elite. They don't want to be with everybody.
You need to inbox me that information.
That's where a few other people who can't stay with everybody. They don't want the free breakfast.
Is that what Kelly said?
That's the host hotel where they get the free breakfast. But I can guarantee everybody's going down to get a free breakfast. It's not as much as the one in Charlotte. The one in Charlotte's not as monitored as the one in LA. Now the embassy in LA, they don't play the rest. You know what? That one that I stayed at, that one by El Segundo, by the airport.
Baby, the whole house of a scouter came for cocktail hour. They paid it.
Really?
They ain't answer no tickets or nothing. It's about 15 of us. We kept tipping. They paid it. We got drunk.
Speaking of Escada, Marcus.
I know me and Rodney went down there and got full.
Will you be, I'm assuming you'll be at the Escada Mission Possible Ball, right?
I sure will. Mm-hmm. I support Danny.
Uh-huh.
In LA, will you be in Vegas? Oh, you'll be in Vegas, I'm sure.
I will be in Vegas.
Are you coming to Vegas?
Am I coming to Vegas?
We need to come to Vegas. We need to go make it rain.
I have a gambling addiction, honey. I don't know.
I mean, you know, we can tell.
If I go to Vegas, I'm leaving my credit card at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna need somebody to be with me that can really take authority and just make sure they don't give me my shit.
We're just gonna make it rain.
What's the most you ever lost? Can I ask you that?
Thousand.
In one city.
A thousand.
A thousand? You don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
You don't have a problem.
I'm only kidding when I say that. Yeah, the most I've ever lost was 1,000.
Well, how much you ever lost, Marcus?
Oof. What do you consider loss?
How much did you walk away with as opposed to what you put in there?
Okay, yeah, that's a better question.
If that's the case, then I've never really lost ever in life. But I have had, let's say I've gotten up to about, let's say, 10 or 11,000 before, and then I only left with like 2 or 3.
Ooh,
but I only bought in for maybe like maybe 500 or 600. I've gotten up that before.
God,
I consider that a loss. Once it's in my hand, and I can cash it out.
But, Marcus,
really
did you like
quickly,
stay in the same
really
area,
quickly.
Or did you just like lose that money around the...
That's a problem.
No, I don't move tables. I don't believe in that foolishness. I believe in... You go into a table, and if it's for you to get it that night, it's going to come. And when it does come, you have to take advantage of it. So I'm giving you an example. What was that? Not Vegas this year, but Vegas the year before that, I started off with like $400. I got up to about $7,000 or $8,000. Mm-hmm. When I left the table, I left with, I think I got down to $2,000, and I ended up getting it back up to about $7,000 or $8,000. And then I was like, you know what? This is a blessing. I need to take this money and go. And I actually took the money and think, because it was a gift. But what happens is when you get that kind of money, you're thinking like, oh, I'm on a winning streak, and you're just trying to see how much more you can get to. And what I was really saying, once I get to $10,000, I'm going to stop. But I couldn't get there, so it was like, you know, it's addictive. It's definitely addictive.
That's why I
did
just don't like
Did y'all see that video really quickly, J-Rock? I see you posted it in the group, but I had watched it earlier, of that judge and that girl in the video.
She slayed the fuck. I mean, well, the judge slayed her ass.
No, I didn't see it. I've been seeing it all over the news, and I didn't really see it.
If y'all get a chance, go to the official ballroom and watch that video. I've seen it earlier. It was a key.
It was so funny. He slayed
that
her.
Girl, that judge asked that girl, how much is your jewelry worth? That bitch said, Rick Ross worth.
It's what you found.
She said what?
Ross.
He said, how much is your jewelry worth? And then she said, Rick Ross. And the judge said, what? Who?
It was a video court. The judge was on one screen. She was, I guess, in the detention center or whatever. And he was just getting, you know, about to sentence her or whatever. And bitch, she was a key. You could tell that bitch was high the fuck out. It was so funny. And that judge slayed her. I mean, when I tell you he got her, it was the only key.
Mm.
She thought everything was funny until he raised that
she was
bug.
Just laughing at the judge. But that judge motherfucking got into her. And then he called her back and said, wait a minute. And got into her again. And then she slipped her middle finger up. And he said, oh, wait. Come back. And
he's like, did you say fuck me? He said, did you say fuck me? And she was like, well, yes, I did. Oh, you did. All right, well, then you have no bond, and you're going to be in jail for 30 days. She gagged. She was like,
she was gagging.
Badass kid.
Yes, that is.
Wow.
Listen, the show is about to end. Happy birthday, Alexis, again. Thank you guys again for tuning in, and thank you guys for keeping it peaceful. And I hope we can just kind of, like, really move forward with this. I appreciate everybody and what they bring to the show. Monday, we will be back for the weekend recap. I don't know what the hell's happening this weekend. What's happening?
Georgia's ball in LA.
Georgia's ball in San Francisco. Hello.
Miami Awards ball.
Oh, yeah.
And New Orleans is having Mardi Gras all the way till Tuesday. So,
I need to come break up the NOB, man.
Child. And they're having a little ball, too.
All right. Well, I had a nice time. I enjoyed everybody, honey.
Girl, bye. Hang up the damn phone. We ain't asked you for all that shit.
Wait a minute. Sit down, Astitude Prague.
Fuck out of here. Gotta make
all everybody these... start saying good
cause,
night, Naima.
Because spy your ass up off this phone.
Child. Good night, everyone. Good night, Jasmine, J-Rock, Enrique, whoever else is left on here. Happy
don't let
birthday.
The Illuminati get you.
And don't let it get you either. Happy birthday, sis. And I will see you, I guess, later on. I enjoyed everybody. Now.
Are you
thank you, Naima.
Oh.
Thank you, Naima. Michi.
Good night to everyone, and remember, whatever alleyway, hotel, car, van, truck, park, or side curb you choose to do what you do.
Not the side curb.
Make sure you look out for the Ling Ling.
Are you going to be able to see her?
Who? I'll see Kelly on Saturday. I'm not going to come out till Saturday.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michi. Have a good one, Mark.
Good night.
Mark. Jason. Okay, Jason, he said good night earlier. I think he probably fell asleep. Alexis.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Alexis. Ivana, are you asleep? That was her snoring, everybody. I hear her snoring, right? She was muted. I just unmuted her. That was just the whole time. Get her. And that's not a country snore. J-Rock?
Everybody remember that charity begins at home, then spreads abroad. Y'all have a good night.
Good night, J-Rock. Everybody, thank you again for tuning in to the State of Emergency Show. We will be back next Monday for the weekend recap. Have a safe weekend. And ta-ta. Bye-bye.